Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here we go. They're already lining up.
Oh, no.
For the opening of your new restaurant, Mike.
No, they're not allowed in.
Oh, hold on a second.
There you go.
True.
I'm going to throw them all out individually.
Mike. A man of faith and his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Say what you will, but there's one thing you can't say about them.
What's that?
They did not jack the water.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, who jacked the water?
Somebody jacked the water, or so.
Joe.
Someone jacked the water.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Time Lag and all the ships at sea. They have changed. Like Girl Scouts. Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello!
Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday!
3/09/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah. March 9er. Here's the phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636 from Canada. 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK, call 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
So many things to get to on today's show. There's like stories from the news. This is, before we get to any of the personal stuff, this is one that's so great. Crooks being stupid, so great, so dumb, so fantastic from Covington, Virginia. Do you know where Covington, Virginia is?
I think Covington is in southern Virginia, if I am not mistaken.
Okay, so that's
rural. Which strikes me as being a rural area.
That would be I'm not an expert in geography, but that would mean it would be in the southernmost part of the state of Virginia.
That sounds very rural. I believe Covington is in the wilds of Virginia.
All right, well, they got a Walmart there.
Uh-huh.
And
see, then that backs that up.
And they got a lady. A lady who went into the Walmart and wanted to buy over $1,000 worth of merchandise.
Right.
And she tried to pay for it with a $1 million bill.
$1 million, Mr. Powers?
This is not made up. It's a serious crime with stiff penalties, right? Counterfeit money.
Sure.
But even the police can't help but laugh in amazement. The woman's name is Alice Regina Pike of Hemlock Street.
Oh, you know she's in trouble if they're using three names.
She was taken into custody and charged of forgery after presenting a $1 million bill.
I was wondering if perhaps you could break a $1 million bill.
She was trying to purchase multiple items that totaled $1,675, unaware that her $1 million bill was fake. She told the police her husband had given her this $1 million bill
uh-huh.
before he left town.
God bless him.
On a trip.
Here you go, honey, and go spend $1 million at Walmart.
Now you're Walmart here. You know, this is a constant argument on this show. Walmart, Target.
Yeah, you're a Walmart guy. I'm a Target guy.
It's like Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
Yes.
It's like Burger King and McDonald's.
They're so friendly at Target. They probably would have accepted that bill.
Well, Mike, at Walmart, I'm here to tell you, and I don't have... hold on. Yes, I do. Here you go. Walmart Employee of the Week would be Store Manager Marshall Hunt.
I wonder if we've ever paged him.
I think we've paged his son.
Right.
Or maybe his middle name is Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, he's the Walmart employee that noticed the $1 million bill.
This ain't right.
would have had to, he went through the math that uh-huh. they'd have to pay $990-some thousand in change.
He went through the math and whatnot.
And he called the police, and when the cops showed up, the lady had $2 million more in her purse.
Wow.
She had a total of three $1 million bills.
I was heading out of town, and I figured I'd give her the $3 million in three evenly matched bills.
How great is that? Honey, I got to go out of town on a business trip. Yeah, it's that junket thing. Listen, things have been going real good. Go to Walmart, get whatever you want. Here's $1 million bill. I'll see you back on Tuesday. And you know what?
Where's the husband? Has the husband come back yet?
No word on that.
Yeah, he's probably in Canada.
And then she's getting ready to go, hey, you know what? And geez, didn't you say you needed like to go to Jiffy Lube or something? And wasn't there something you wanted at Sears? Listen, there's $2 million more.
Go to the dollar store.
I'm going to be total of three.
Go to the dollar store and buy $1 million things.
$3 million bills.
Good heavens, no.
Honey, I'm home and I got all the inventory at the dollar store.
So, what does the woman think? Does she think when someone wins on Survivor that either they just get a $1 million bill or in her mind, are the people on Survivor idiots because they're playing a game for money that apparently everybody has because her husband has it in $1 million bills.
Wow. Well, the husband's in trouble, I guess. Is she in trouble or is the husband in trouble?
No, she's in trouble. She's the one that was passing it.
Right? Well, sometimes they let you go when you do that.
Well, they... oh, that's right. Hi, Mike.
Hi,
Mike's, of course, well-known for his last trip to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know I had it. I mean, $1 million bill. But was she expecting to get $1 million in change?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, close to that.
She went through the store.
She's an dumb then.
She bought everything that she wanted, which came to $1,600.
Oh, okay.
And then
a lot of merchandise at Walmart.
Then she went to the counter and said, that's fine. How are you here?
You got to load up. You know, really? Can you picture that cart?
Yeah.
Filled with $1,000 worth of merchandise. That's
sure.
A lot of stuff.
Well, you can't just buy gum and expect change for your million-dollar bill.
Well, you buy Lifesavers, and you buy those big, like, Price Club-size containers of gummy bears.
Yeah. I'm getting $900,000 in change.
And let's see where it is. It's south of Richmond. Richmond, Virginia.
Exactly what I said, yes.
About 3 hours from here.
I'm going there for vacation.
My son here, now here's a segue. My son is even further south from there. He's in school at Clemson University.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming home for spring break next week. I got a call from him. I'm proud. On one hand, on the other hand, I wonder what he's doing down there. He gets a lot of his behavior from my wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's so smart and everything. But there is a part that you have to say it's my gene, and here's the deal. He says to me, hey, Dad, guess what happened? He called me, a bunch of kids in the car, a bunch of friends, said, there's a contest called Clemson Idol, or whatever this thing is they have at the college, and every dorm has to have somebody perform.
A talent competition?
Yes, American Idol, right?
Is it all singing?
Well, as it turns out...
Or I should say singing.
As it turns out, there were, I believe he said 13 dorms, something like that, and he was the representative for his dorm because he's on report the most. He did something, he rolled a bowling ball down the hall, and there was a hole in the wall, and he was involved in get written up for this. So because he gets written up all the time, he was the one chosen to perform, that this was his punishment. So he said... that everybody else that went before him acted like they were on American Idol and really sang very seriously, and he was totally unprepared to do anything, and that he brought a copy of It's Raining Men, and he played It's Raining Men and danced. And,
wow.
And it was a goof, and it was bad. He said, but Dad, you're not going to believe this. I won.
Oh, no.
He said, I won.
You people were amused.
I got a gift certificate to, as it turns out, Target.
There you go.
I got a gift certificate. Dad, I won. You're not going to believe it. I won.
Is there going to be another level of competition?
I don't think so. He's no William Hung. I'll tell you that. I don't know what he's got going down there, but I thought that's from me. That's not from her. That's from my seed.
Right.
And then... I get in a conversation with him, a serious conversation about how come he's not smarter. And here's what I'm saying. Here's my point on this.
How did that go? I
thought he was very smart.
No, he is very smart. Here's the thing. He doesn't apply. He's telling me he has problems concentrating. Who doesn't have problems concentrating? Now, keep in mind, while I'm on the telephone with him, here's what's going on. He's talking to me on the telephone. On the computer, he's playing video poker. He has a buddy list up and a chat room with the people he's playing video poker with.
Sure.
there is also another chat room behind that chat room where he's talking with other people behind other people's backs in the game.
Is he hands-free?
Where other people know. Well, yeah, his headset is.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. With the phone. Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly what I was asking.
So what he's doing is that while he's talking to me, he's playing poker, and he's talking to a chat group of people who are playing poker, and he's talking to a smaller splinter group of the same group.
Call that multitasking.
Right, and they're talking about how they're going to cheat, and that, Mike, that is exactly the word that I used. I said, why...
That's a sign of intelligence.
Why don't you use your power... For good. Use your, pretend you were born on Krypton. Use your powers for good.
Right. So apply that skill of being able to, spin that many plates to his studies.
I said, be smarter. Mm-hmm. I said, be smarter because there's not going to be a job out there that wants to hire a guy who can talk on the phone and play video poker and have three different IM conversations going, but you can handle all that stuff.
Sure. Air traffic controller.
So that was the end of my discussion after you told me his great news.
I see a great future in retail for
him. Told me the
because if he does retail, you need them all, right? I mean, don't you have a conversation, you're talking to your manager, you're ringing somebody up, you're doing this.
But as far as I can tell, this is norm. It's not that he's extremely gifted. Just about any kid, and my son will be 19 this month, just about any kid can do this. This is where we're so far behind the curve.
Right.
This is why when I'm on the computer and it still says, Internet buddy Buzz Burbank has sent you a message. Would you like to respond? Mm-hmm. When that thing goes off,
right.
I still always go, oh.
You panic a little.
Like, oh, what
do I do?
What Buzz is on my computer?
Don't hurt me.
How'd he get here?
It's Buzz. So anyway, that's the deal on my son. He's doing great, and he'll be back next week for spring break. And then I got the news from my brother Jimmy that the last-minute jitters seem to have evaporated.
Good. Oh, so he's gonna go through with it, and you're planning to be out there.
I will, Mike.
Another trip out to Las Vegas.
Sadly, this means I will have to miss the marriage of Cameron Gray.
Yes.
Our soon-to-be-fired program director, because my brother's getting married on the exact same day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to offer that out to anybody who perhaps, I know it's a little costly to drive, to the airport and fly to Las Vegas, rent in a car. But if you wanted a good way to get out of going to Cameron's wedding, you could join me in Las Vegas.
Oh, man.
Or my brother's wedding.
Boy. I'm going to give me a wonderful little alternative.
And you could play the card, our friendship card. You could play the card that, we're friends. And hell, you were at my brother's first wedding.
Gee, Cameron's wedding, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Gee, that's easy.
Maybe Cameron will move his wedding to Las Vegas.
That would help.
That would be the best.
That wouldn't that? And we could all go to everything.
Yeah. So anyway, at some point, we'll get my brother here. He's ready to answer direct questions about this woman, about why he's marrying her, why he feels the need to rush to Las Vegas right now to get married.
And... Yeah, I know you're worried about it, and you know what? With my experience... I'm worried about it, too.
Yeah. Oh, and my
If anything, what I've been accused of in my life is kind of impetuousness. That's it. And I smell this from Jeff.
Yeah, a lot of that going on.
It's not a good odor.
I smell a lot more than that. I'll tell you one thing that I smell in you, though, my friend.
Yes.
You know what I smell?
Here it comes. I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Now, listen.
I'm scared.
I'm
nervous in general.
You want free publicity, right?
Absolutely.
And the only way that I can really give you free publicity without them saying,
right,
to charge you for commercials,
exactly,
is to have some fun.
Is to have some fun.
So,
Hanks, Look Around Cafe.
What was that?
Hanks, Look Around Cafe.
What was that?
Hanks, Look Around Cafe.
It has been that since the beginning.
And what did you say?
I'm nervous outside of the radio show.
What did you say to me yesterday? You said, I believe on our show, you said, there will always be a table for you.
Yes.
At O'Mara's.
Right.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Oh, no! That's all I'm playing into it.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And I don't even know I'm doing it that hard.
That sucks.
Well,
you're saying, I'm playing the type here is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm actually saying things that Hank has said. I've never done that before.
Here's a behind-the-scenes moment now. You're going to have to...
You want to come out and look at my car?
You're going to have to change. You're going to have to change some of the pretext here where people are talking about Hollywood stuff. Mm-hmm. This would be, let me just set this up. This is people talking about radio, saying, oh, we're having all these problems with the FCC, but we're talking to our attorneys, and, hey, we got some projects coming up. And then Mike would say...
You look tired. Yeah, I just... I've been burning the bulb at both ends, that's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing the Fox movie right now. I'm
Yeah. Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
There you go.
Oh, Hank's Look Around Cafe. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Having said all of that, hey now.
Yeah.
Mike, would you like it? Come on, it's here.
I'm nervous.
Let's hear it.
You know,
talk about it.
I should point out that this place has been open since I got involved with it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
In November. I've been involved with it.
But there's something big happening next week.
Yes, on St. Patrick's Day. I am putting my name on the fine establishment.
Yay!
And I feel the same way I would feel with anything you
Hank's
were going to do.
Look Around Cafe.
I've got... I know you're going to do what you're going to do. I think outside of that, I'm nervous right now.
Restaurant opening?
Well, I just talked to a reporter today, and you know, that's
not allowed
nice.
In your contract.
About the restaurant I did, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with anything else.
You didn't talk about the FCC, did you?
No, I did not talk about the FCC.
Just a little heads up to whoever at the FCC it is who's listening. And Buzz, when will you have that name?
You know, it turns out it's going to be another month. It takes like 90 days for them to release the transcript.
Anyway.
Another one?
No, we found out of the five.
Yeah.
There's one that doesn't like us.
Really?
One of their assistants, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? FCC, we know you got someone who doesn't like us. Guess what? We're doing a show now that you don't have a problem with. You stink. You really stink. You stink. I stink. You stink. You have bad breath. You have VO. You're the FCC. You're on a witch hunt.
Yep.
Go look somewhere else, you creeps.
Right.
You dummies. You stinkers.
Well...
Take your mind off your problems, FCC.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
So I mean,
yourself a nice burger.
So I guess did I violate some major rule by talking to a reporter about the restaurant?
I don't know, but I'll stand behind you, Mike.
Thank you, Donna.
If they want to fire you over that, I'll stand behind you.
Thank you. You'll go down with me like I would have gone down with you on many times. We're still brothers in arms here.
Sure.
That's the way it works.
Absolutely.
Well, then you will always have a job as a greeter.
Oh,
you're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around.
Not necessarily a table.
That's not what you told me yesterday.
I said a table. You know.
So now listen, let's get down to some brass tacks here.
All right.
I'm willing to take this as far as you're willing to go.
Okay.
The name of the establishment is?
O'Mara's Irish Pub.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
And inside, if you deliver it to me as a... I've already taken one thing you gave me and put it on the wall there.
Oh, there's a Red Sox clock, right?
I will put another thing in there if you provide me that. I will put Look Around Cafe.
I told you, I've already ordered you the sign from the same company that where I got the sign, the Boston Red Sox sign.
Then consider it done.
There are signs that make restaurant... businesses that make restaurant quality neon signs.
I'm not blowing smoke. The Red Sox clock that you got me for Christmas is my favorite item in there. I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm humbled.
That's not going to work, incidentally.
What?
Flattering you will not work. I know that's just... Proceed, please.
Tell me, Mike, for today's modern nuclear family,
mm-hmm.
you have mom, dad,
right.
the babysitter, perhaps, because it's a split marriage, or mm-hmm. or maybe there's extra kids from
you
other
like
marriages.
A nanny, Don? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe there's a nanny, maybe you got a couple of kids, or maybe you're just a young couple, like a... Or Buzz and Marcia, who frankly don't want anything to do with children.
Right.
Where does Brady's, O'Mara's
Hank's Look Around Cafe
draw the line on children?
Yeah, where? When you say draw the line,
if someone was to come in,
stroller policy.
Now is it a bar restaurant? Is it a restaurant bar?
It's both.
But it's very important.
What would be a bar restaurant?
Is it bar restaurant?
Pub and restaurant would be the way the order. I mean, it would be a pub and restaurant.
Now I like I like a lot of the things that I see in my theme restaurants. Will your waitresses be wearing all of those pins like they do in TGI McGillicuddy's?
Unfortunately, no pins are going to be allowed.
That's called flair. You don't have the waitresses wearing flair.
If somebody wanted to put flair on, a pin there, we will not be covered with those hideous pins.
Are you aware that, let me simply ask you this, Mr. O'Mara.
Yes, Don.
Are you, in fact, are you a de facto owner of this? Are you a front man, or are you hands-on involved with...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
With the Look Around Cafe, and I'm going somewhere with this line of questioning.
I'm not trying to be cryptic here, because I was cryptic with your first question, but I would be a little bit of both on that also. I do not run the operation.
Thank you, Mr. O'Mara. Thank you. However,
I'd like to elaborate, but I can't.
However, it is your name.
Yes, no answers.
However, it is your name on this pub restaurant.
It is indeed.
So if I was to go in and have the breakfast special, and it
that would be difficult.
Well, or the luncheon special.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was not the best meal
that you've ever had,
that I had ever had. And I went to my server, Brad, and I said, Brad, this is not the best meal that I've ever had.
Yes.
And I know that you're not offering a guarantee like an All-American.
No, I don't think we could do that.
But what is your stance there, Mike?
I can give you an example.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Since you bring that up, there were two examples about 3 weeks ago of individuals whose food did not come out on time.
Oh.
And I will tell you that both tables, and these were tables for two, total of four people.
Yes.
Their meals, calm.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So
that's very nice.
That's how we make that good in there.
It is, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's important to know, because that's a promise.
But there's not a guarantee.
From you.
I mean, I did that because I felt that that they were legitimate. And so it's kind of a subjective call.
It's a judgment call.
It's a judgment call.
Now,
As a matter of fact, for the purposes of argument, that'll never happen again.
How often...
Thanks, Look Around Cafe.
How often...
You know, I realize now I have to be very... Yeah. This is a tough interview here. Right. I have to be very careful what
I
say.
How often will you physically be on the premises?
There's really no set amount of time that I will be spending there.
And then if I was to go to O'Mara's...
Yes.
Look Around Cafe.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Because I enjoy the voice mimicry and the...
Now, I have a question for you.
And the comedy stylings.
Is it Mike's Look Around Cafe? Is that what the sign says?
The sign says Mike's Look Around Cafe.
That's okay. I was hoping that was what it was.
What do you think it's saying?
When you said O'Mara's Look Around Cafe, doesn't sound right.
No, it says Mike's.
Good.
Like Hank's.
This is really where I'm putting it in the restaurant. I want it to be very separate from the...
It's not Kingsley's Look Around Cafe.
Very separate from the rest of the sign.
Look Around Cafe.
Right.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You know, if
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
If you need an example, I know that Jag Haji has been to the restaurant.
With no offense.
Yes, damn it.
I would.
He didn't bite on that one.
I would rather the once your name is on the place.
Yes.
I think that the truth will come through.
Right.
On our show.
Right.
When your valued customers will call in.
Right.
And will say that they've enjoyed themselves, or they found a piece of a tooth.
Yes.
Or watch out for the rat.
I suppose that I have to subject
Will you water down your ketchup?
To that, no.
Will you water it down?
I upgraded the ketchup. We had the, we had a lesser brand.
Tell me about the upgrade.
Well, the lesser brand was there. It was like this lesser brand of ketchup, and I noticed it.
What is the brand of ketchup now, Mr.
Heinz
O'Mara?
Ketchup, Mr. Geronimo.
Heinz 57?
Uh-huh. Heinz 57 sauce.
Restaurant style?
A1 there also.
Restaurant style? A1?
Well, we might have... Yeah, we have A1, I think.
Hmm.
I'm not sure. As I said, I'm not that hands-on.
What is the special tonight?
I do not know.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
How much would
I could find out for you.
How much would a martini cost me?
I have no idea. I really don't know. I don't. I tell you if
eat,
I know. I don't
can
have
you
to...
eat peanuts and throw them on the floor?
Absolutely not.
Would there be any kind of entertainment?
Yeah.
What? Name it.
What, tonight?
No. Is it a show place?
It's a show bar.
Is it a show bar?
No, it's tonight there is no live entertainment.
What night is the wet t-shirt contest?
There is no wet t-shirt contest.
There is no wet t-shirt contest. So when you go into O'Mara's,
yes.
What's the problem with that?
Oh, let me see. How do I put this the best way? Let me see.
But you're opening a business. Mike's Look
I'd rather
Around
not go
Cafe.
There, but I will tell you that I, you know, no, of course not. We would never have a wet t-shirt contest.
I understand.
As a matter of fact, with this place...
You're a law-abiding citizen.
I probably have to abide by the law more than most people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understand.
In fact, we're very letter of the law. That's one of the things, you know, when the proper authorities were granting me the privilege of
Look Around Cafe.
Being involved in this, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say that our names came up.
And Mike, I've got to ask, on behalf of all those listening, how will this impact your daily routine here on our radio show? How will this?
You know, I may be 1 or 2 minutes later arriving, and I know that's...
is that possible? Is that possible? Because then you would be pulling dangerously close to actual show time.
For anybody that has that problem, they would know that I have been involved with this since November anyway, so it has not changed anything.
No.
It hasn't changed anything, because really, I you know, I'm very confident that I have people there that are doing a very good job, but if I can answer you honestly, I don't have any idea what I'm doing.
So you have no idea what you're doing?
No, I do.
How much is a steak?
A steak? I don't know.
Well, what type of steaks?
I don't know. Well, we got filet, and now that I know, we have filet, and we have...
Do you have mad cow?
We have, I hope not.
Do you have mad cow? What if I came and said, want mad cow? What if I came and said,
I think you could order that at the bar.
You don't have mad cow. I come in.
The problem with mad cow, we have chicken.
I come in to see the funny man. Where's the funny man from the radio? I come in to see him.
If I'm there, I'll come over to and say hi.
Will you? Hey, here's the funny man. Now, do the voice of the guy.
I'll do that.
Do the voice of the guy that I like. Come on, do it for me. I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
I like it so bad.
I'll do that.
Do it for me right now.
Sometimes I'll do it.
I like it so bad.
Some have said that there are, and you might find this interesting, that I am more receptive to that at different parts of the evening, if you know what I mean.
But I thought you had stopped drinking.
Well, I haven't had anything to drink in, is it 15 or 16 days?
Let's say 16.
15.
Congratulations. That all changes next Tuesday.
15, 16.
Is that a Tuesday or Wednesday? What's the opening day of the Look Around Cafe?
St. Patrick's Day.
17th. So that's Wednesday.
March 17th.
That's right. The day it all ends.
But I have done what you just said. I've done that, I think.
And why should our listeners?
I've done Charlie for somebody in the middle of the restaurant, screaming at the top of my lungs, humiliating myself, but knowing
that
unlike my other venture, which was a hobby, that this is a venture that I'm trying to...
Give me some restaurant background.
Be very, very successful.
Nurture and grow.
So I will...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I will sacrifice my dignity and for the good of the business.
So here's the scenario.
I'm very serious about making this thing a success.
So you come over and I say, I like me to die that retard guy. So you did that. You did the try. And then we go.
Right.
And everybody at the table goes, oh, thank you, Mike. That was great. Hey, Mike, I really didn't like my bacon cheeseburger tonight.
Well, unfortunately, I would have paid for that if you hadn't made me do that impression. So unfortunately, you're going to have to pay full price, and I'd like you to leave.
Hey.
I'd like you to leave now.
Hey, where's the dartboards, man?
We took them out.
What happened to the dartboards,
We
dude?
Took them out because you wanted them, and now I'm damn mad that I did that impression for you. Get out. Be gone. You can go out. Here's a line. You can go out the front door or the back door. It's up to you.
What's the square footage of this joint?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, oh, come on.
I don't.
Mike, hold on.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Is it as big as a McDonald's?
Yeah.
As big as McDonald's?
Yeah, bigger.
Bigger than McDonald's?
Yes.
Bigger than the McDonald's that has the outside play area for children?
Yep.
Wow.
Really?
I think, yeah.
So it's big.
It's decent size.
So it's big.
I can tell you the capacity.
Wait, what's the capacity?
199 people.
199.
Wow.
199. 199er.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to fill that baby every night.
Oh, I wish.
Be nice, but.
Yeah. So what happens?
You're doing this off the top of your head, aren't you? This is just whatever coming into your mind, isn't it?
That's how I always thought I'd do this.
Very
how
good.
I always have not prepared anything.
Right.
Would you say the food is mid-priced or bargain-priced or, you know, shishi?
It's mid-priced.
Mid-priced.
It's good mid-priced food.
Good.
Mid-priced. It has to be because there's your name on it.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I wish I had prices ready to go.
I'm
really not good at all that stuff.
You should have had that. So the sell job is that you can come down and you can see Mike. And Mike does the impressions, and what you walk from table to table.
No, almost, I walk
almost like in Hollywood.
I walk table to table. I greet people. I seat people.
A sterling mimic.
I bust tables there before. I've taken stuff back to the dishwasher. I haven't cooked any food, and rest assured, I probably won't be doing that.
No, that's not true.
I did cook food one day.
How many nights a week will you be at the Look Around Cafe? On average.
Average probably four. I'll be at the place, four times. That's not true because I haven't done that since November. I would say safely three nights a week.
Is there any night that it's just a lock, a guarantee that you'll be there?
No, there's not.
Could be any night.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
I try to get there when I can, and I don't run it. So,
it's your name on it, though.
It's my name on it, and I care.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Quality is job one.
Quality is job one.
Absolutely. Excited about it.
How do you feel about botulism? What's your take on botulism?
I'm anti-botulism.
Are you going to have the sign saying employees must wash hands?
Yes.
How do you enforce that, Mike?
We police the employees constantly.
How do you do that?
We have security cameras staring at them 24/7.
What if I see, not that this would happen in the Look Around Cafe, but my waiter or waitress, and I notice something under their fingernail?
No, immediate termination.
Immediate termination?
Absolutely. You go in there.
And is my meal comped?
Your meal would be comped, yes.
Really? So if
your meal.
My meal, yeah. You mean my wife's meal would not be comped, even though her plate was touched by the same filthy hand.
Or I would comp your wife's meal, but not yours.
One or the other.
But the individual would, it'd be right to a nail clipper and a complete, manicure rehabilitation program.
And you do all the voices that I want?
No. For you?
No, not for me, your buddy. For me,
yes,
and anybody
else. I know where you're going with this, and I will not fall into your trap. I will,
No, here's the thing.
In fact, I would say I'm not really down on doing the funny voices at the table. You know what I mean? I like to say hi to everybody.
So I get it. You're going to be like Michael Jordan, okay? Are you saying it's going to be like you go to Michael Jordan's restaurant and you walk in and you go, oh, there's Michael Jordan's basketball, Michael Jordan's jersey,
right?
But Michael Jordan's never really there.
No, I'm going to be there a lot. No, I'm there a lot.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
No, I am there a lot. I came from there today.
Came from there today.
I came from there. I'll be stopping there tonight.
So in an average day, keeping in mind that you spend 4 hours, 4.5 hours here a day.
Right.
How much do you spend more time? You have to be. You spend more time now at the restaurant than at the radio show. Close.
Not necessarily.
Will that change when you have to be the host of the most?
No.
It will not?
No,
how can you keep your promise?
What do you mean?
To be there 3 to 4 nights a week.
Well, I am there 3 to 4 nights a week, but I'm not there, all night.
8-9 hours.
But, I mean, there were times during this that that the total outlay, I've doubled the time that I spend here.
Free range chicken?
No, Don, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Would you like me to consider that on the menu?
I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. When I order a burger, does it come with onion?
I think it does come with onion. Yeah. They're different kinds.
I don't like onion, though.
You can order it without onion.
Well, why do I have to order it without, though?
Well, I mean, I think that when the server says to you, you're enjoying this, aren't you? When the server says to you, what would you like on your burger?
I say,
the onion would be...
It's up to me to say I don't want onion.
I think it's on the menu what's on the burger, and you can say without onion.
Is there a choice of cheese?
Yes.
What do you offer?
We offer Swiss, cheddar, American.
Can you substitute side dishes?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it family style?
What?
Is it family style?
No. You mean what?
We bring
everything out and lay it on the... No,
it's not family style.
No,
so it's not a family-oriented restaurant.
We have families in there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you show...
we have kids menu.
Oh, you welcome children?
Yes.
So, Buzz, there's the answer.
Hey.
There's the answer.
Does that mean Buzz is out? Buzz is not going to be able to...
A stroller policy. Is there a stroller policy?
There is no stroller policy,
okay.
Nor will there be, Buzz. I'm sorry, but I have to draw the line somewhere.
You knew I had to ask.
You offer high chairs or booster seats?
There are high chairs and booster seats throughout the restaurant.
That's important to a father of two.
I understand, Rob. Yes, high chairs and booster seats.
And a choice of cheese.
Yes, now, do you have any other questions?
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
I just urge anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about to find someone who has the Larry Sanders Show. And check out, what season is it, Buzz?
The second season.
Second season.
When Hank, the sidekick for Larry Sanders, was, and I emphasize, side kick. One of my favorites.
Look around, cafe.
One of my all-time favorite terms.
I know you do.
What kills me is that I said you'll have a table.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You said it to me.
And then, you know, there it was. Hank,
you guys have
got
to know. I have been dying for this. And I'm not done with this. I will formulate more questions now after the break. I mean, we'll move on with the show. We're going to talk to the lady that went up into space yesterday. Remember the lady that we had?
Yeah, I want to see if she survived the trip.
Oh, Christ. Look, we're way too late.
Wow.
Look what your restaurant has done already.
It's screwing up the show as I knew it would.
Already. Already. No, Mike, you know what this is? This is pub.
This is pub.
This is pub.
Well, I'm
for your pub.
Counting on that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Look around, Kevin.
There you go.
That's kind of like the only reason they let me in the deal, you know?
Right.
That's really all I had.
Remember, it's your name there.
You know, it would have been a financial thing, but unfortunately I don't have that anymore.
People will be eating Mike O'Mara. When they eat a steak, they're eating you.
Well,
when they drink a drink, they're drinking you.
It's an adventure.
Well, no, of course.
You and your food are going on an adventure.
And what's the
story? I will also let you know that the reporter from the local newspaper that I talked to today, based on there was another time about the band when I don't think your name was even mentioned.
Yes.
I mentioned you specifically knowing that, you know, and I will now from now on.
Well, I'm a supporter.
I know you are a supporter.
And I'm a supporter
of Look Around Cafe. I wanted to make sure that is sweat on those palms.
Oh, wow.
That is.
Because what I don't want to happen is I don't want this thing to something to happen and then you come in one day and say, it's like the restaurant, that's a tough business to get into.
It's very tough.
It's a tough business to get into.
It's very, very tough.
Very hard business to get into. A lot of turnover on that business.
Yes, tremendous.
Boy, oh boy.
And
risky business.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
You're going to do it.
High risk.
Yeah. You're going to do it.
Well, it's been there a long time.
You're going to do it because your bacon is going to be crisper.
Yeah.
Right on! And you're going to water your drinks just a little less than the other guys.
Damn right I am.
That's right. And if you want Mike to do an impression, he'll come over.
I will.
Listen, book your kids' birthday parties at O'Mara's because Mike will come out and do the show for the entire group.
Wow.
And he's got a pony.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
We do have private parties.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're doing a great job, and it's fun to have you here.
What are you going to do
this weekend?
Well, this weekend, after last weekend, I don't know if I have any energy left. Last weekend was one of those.
Yeah, but that's not the question. What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I really don't have any plans. Hey?
You don't have any plans?
No, sir.
Well, I have an idea. Listen, let me be the first to invite you to the official grand opening of Hank's Look Around Cafe Friday night.
Look at that.
Hank complete proprietor.
Can you see this? Hank, you can run this one. Am I right? It's the one with the spinning floor there.
Right.
You know, I've always been one to say, at least for my money, that nothing really aids digestion quite like centrifugal force.
Friday.
Okay. My first guest tonight.
336 Melrose. Go ahead.
The Don and Mike Show. Right. What's up, Don? How you doing?
How you doing?
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, before we quiz Mike a little bit more about his restaurant, and where is it now exactly?
I'm not giving a street address after that. No way.
Why?
Because.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Come on. This is your chance for free publicity.
It's in Old Town Manassas.
Is there an address?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know what the address is.
It's on Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Center Street in Old Town Manassas.
Matters.
You're going to thank me for this later.
I thank you for it now.
This is.
I appreciate you talking about it.
This is something when Mike told me about this 6 or 7 months ago. I thought, appreciate it.
It makes me feel. You know what it makes me feel like when you talk about it?
What?
It makes me feel like Hercules. I feel like Hercules.
Because
I killed my wife and I will kill you. I am Hercules.
It's the funniest thing because it's.
You know, the thing, you should tell the behind-the-scene thing. That you've called me Hank for a million years.
No, it is.
Ever since the Larry Sanders Show.
It's certainly not
the representative of the way I feel about you all the time.
But it's...
Oh, come on.
But
it's,
some of the time. And I think I am Hank-like some of the time.
You are sometimes.
I'm very much Hank-like.
Sometimes you are. We love that
when
about
you,
though.
When I have fights with different people on the staff, I think I can be Hank-like.
And a lot of times I've even said to Frida...
And I know I'm Hank-like.
I'll get home and she'll say, what was new at work? And I'll say, oh, Rob said this or blah, blah, blah. Oh, and Hank was telling me about the restaurant. She said, you call him Hank. She said, how would you like if he called you Larry? I said... I don't care. She said to me,
and you would be like Larry.
She said, oh, because you think Larry's okay. I said, oh yeah, Larry's okay. Larry is nuts.
Neurotic.
Larry is nuts right. And neurotic.
But wouldn't you agree that there's a little of Larry in you, and there's a little
sure.
of Hank in me?
Absolutely.
I think it's. I mean, it's weird.
It's,
you know, it's
too
it's,
funny.
There are times that
life imitates art.
It does, but it really. I think it bugs me a little bit. You know, because it just sometimes I think when I hear some of those Hank. Clips, it's...
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's disturbing.
But
it's highly disturbing.
Yeah. Listen, it's funny.
It is funny.
It's funny. I've been dying for 6 months. I've been saying to Mike behind the scenes, how's it going on the cafe, the Look Around Cafe? And they
right.
said, don't know about opening in March 17th. Don't know. They said,
yep.
everything's okay.
But now we're open. It's just we're changing the name.
Right.
We weren't sure whether we were going to do that.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
That's it.
That's cool.
That's it. So, let me see. Oh, you offered bottled water? Because, you know, I'm worried about lead in my water.
I don't think we do.
How many brands of vodka do you have?
Lots.
Tons. How many heads are there?
Heads?
Bathrooms.
Two. I mean, there are two in the ladies' room and two in the men's room.
Is there a good sit-down?
That's the last piece of the puzzle. You brought that up.
Oh,
I'm real sorry. I got to be honest with you.
It's a part of my restaurant bar experience.
I have three brand new sit downs.
Is there a sink?
I have actually. There's only
if
one.
I'm in a tight spot. Is there a sink?
Yes, there's a sink. There's one brand new. It's I misspoke. It's two in the ladies' room, one in the men's room with a stand up.
So you do have one.
I have two sit downs in the ladies' room and one sit down. And one stand-up in the men's room.
There you go.
And the thing that I don't have yet, and that I don't think we're going to have will be the new partitions, a la the ones we got here, which is kind of bumming me out.
If you're sitting, so if I was sitting on the toilet, I have no privacy?
Yeah, we've got one in there. They're not the new ones.
No, but I mean, if someone was...
Oh, my God, yes, you've got partitions in there. They're old, and we're getting new ones.
I thought you were saying they were like...
No, you would just... you'd be
an empty
what, are they
room?
Like a prison cell?
Yeah, an empty room
no.
has a toilet in one corner
no.
and a urinal in another.
No, and the ladies' room has two new sit-downs and a new sink.
Ah.
Two new sinks.
Nice.
Uh-huh. And it's got, but the partitions are old and need to be replaced, and that's what we're waiting for. And that has been hardest thing to get done.
What's up with your stool?
The stools that we have in there?
Stools, yes.
Brand new.
Brand new stools?
Yes.
Nice.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new chairs.
Brand new tables.
Brand new tables.
Brand new carpeting, brand new tile.
And this was because?
Brand new television.
This was because all of these changes were because...
Where are you going?
Well, I'm wondering, is, you know, was there some agency that came into the prior,
no,
to the prior management
no,
and said, you know, like
no,
one of those?
Absolutely.
What was that restaurant down? The Big Wong?
No,
they were constantly closing down.
No,
so this is not
this was a, this was a,
not
this
the
was
case
a,
at O'Mara's Look Around. Mike's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Yeah. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
This was a spruce up.
Okay, well, good. Good, outstanding.
But I'm not happy with the partitions in the bathroom. I wanted those.
What else are you not happy about? 7 days before opening.
Yeah, not a question not happy. It's a question of things I'm going to fix.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to fix?
I got to put the TVs that I have. I have to lower them. They are right now sitting too high, and I want to bring them all down to
now. Why,
more
why Hank? Why are you doing this?
What?
Why is Hank doing this?
What do you mean, Hank doing it?
Well, I mean, or Hank or Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever name I'm using here.
Well, I mean, like doing it myself? I'm not doing it myself.
You're not doing it yourself?
No, I mean, we're gonna all do it.
You're gonna order, as you say, even Hank ordered somebody to do that.
Well, but I've done a little stuff in there.
So do you have a, do you have
not your... a lot though, not a lot of man. You know, I like you, you know, not exactly thrilled with manual labor.
Do you have a restaurant team together?
Yes.
And, your chef?
Brand new.
Chef and his background?
Culinary Institute of America.
Hmm. I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
I've
not heard of it.
It's in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Really? What's his specialty?
His specialty? He's good at everything.
Do you serve shake and bake?
No.
You do not serve shake and bake.
I still need a good ice sculptor.
Well, this is just, like I said, it's funny, and I'll get over it now, because it's art imitating life, and it's life imitating art.
And I am nervous, yeah, I know as anybody would
look
be.
Around, Cafe.
And that's why I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I want you to know that next week for your grand opening, all of your friends, we will all be there.
Good.
We will all be there.
St.
All
Patrick's
of us.
Day night.
Yeah. All of us will be there with our wives.
Yep.
We'll all come to support you.
Good.
And Rob is going to bring Julia and Robert. Because it's a family-friendly environment. I know that you'll
that
love...
That particular night?
Well, Mike, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Patrick's Day.
It's going to be very busy.
There you go.
I'll get it better.
You tell the kids.
I'll get it better.
You tell the kids Uncle Mike said they can't come this time.
They come for earlier in the evening for dinner.
Early in the evening.
We kind of switch over at about 10 o'clock at night. We go from being, that dinner venue to, an entertainment.
An adult?
Not adult in the way you're saying it.
Not adult entertainment or anything like that.
It's just live music kicks up. And
after 10 at night,
it gets a little...
is there a back room?
There is not a back room.
There is not.
Well, I mean, technically there is a back room. Yeah.
So there is a back room.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
There is a back room.
Twist that around. Well, there's an office.
Okay, an office. Right. Do you have a desk?
Yes, it does.
That's a done deal.
That's an office.
That's a done deal. That's a back room. There you go. You know what that is, Mike?
Actually, it's got three back rooms.
You know what that is? Oh, my God. Then you're going to need a manager. Because you know what that is? That is unreported cash in your pocket every month.
I wish.
Every month.
Right.
Nice front that you're running a restaurant in the back. You got some action happening back there. Next thing you know, you got...
What do you mean, like a dice game and stuff like that?
The hookers.
There's really not
dice.
That much room. It's a smaller back room than you might think.
Well, you don't need a lot of room for a hooker and for dice.
This is
not
true.
Not a lot of room.
This is true.
Imagine that. You're partying back there, and you just say, hey, boom, 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 another one of those bacon cheeseburgers right now. And then you're back there and you say, oh, and yeah, and also tell Mike to come back and do Jack Nicholson for me.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're not.
And when somebody asks, I don't know how well received it'll be at this point.
Okay, good luck. We're behind.
I appreciate
you
your support.
With the Look Around Cafe.
You have been a supporter of this, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We'll see you there.
For goodness sake.
You part of the wall decor is from you.
I hope that it works out. I hope that it's a huge success for you.
I'm 50-50.
That's good, because I'm really like 30-70. I'm just padding my numbers up to make you feel better. Really, it's more like 20-80. There's a tough bit.
20-80 failure?
Yeah, no, 10-80.
Yeah.
10-80.
70% of all restaurants fail.
I am aware of that. Yeah. But how many of them
70% have? 70% of all startups.
But hold on a second.
Hold on.
You're putting, see what you're doing there.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
You're slapping the name of a beloved national treasure on the front of a restaurant.
Well, and it's not a startup. It's not a startup.
Right.
It's been up and running.
Established.
So it doesn't count.
Just cleaned it up.
In that statistic.
You cleaned up what was there.
I'm very excited.
You tore out all the other stuff.
I'm very, very excited about
it. Gotcha. Okay.
It was a dream of my dad's.
Mm-hmm. So here you go.
So I'm very, very excited.
And what happens?
He always wanted to have an Irish pub.
What happens if it goes down in flames?
If it goes down in flames, I'm SOL.
Mike, no, here's what I mean. Literally, you missed the
insurance.
Do you have insurance?
Yes, we do.
Do you have insurance? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you for thinking of that. I appreciate that.
I'm just thinking.
God, I hope that doesn't happen.
If it doesn't work out,
God forbid, if you
need a guy with a siphon, I do know how to siphon gas. Mm-hmm. It's one of the few talents that I learned when I was a kid.
Right.
I do know how to siphon gas, and, well, we don't even have to siphon it. We could just go right to the pump and fill up a can.
This would be, I think you've landed on something that finally made me really uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't like talking about burning the thing. No, they're very scary.
Only if it really goes bad.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
You'll be the first person
I
know.
Let me know.
We'll be just crawling around like John Belushi at night.
Codename, Matches. We'll call that our match game plan.
Well, strangely, now that we've discussed the possibility of failure, I feel strangely at ease.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Like a great burden has been lifted off of me.
There you go.
If it is a failure, you can rest assured it will be a public failure.
It won't be. Don't worry, you'll do great.
I'm very optimistic.
You'll do great because that's your life's calling. I do believe that.
I believe that, too.
I believe that.
One thing I've discovered during the whole thing is I kind of love it. I like being there. I like being involved in it. I like being involved in it when I don't have to be.
That's the only thing that might disturb me. You know, somewhere down the road when you're off on a, like, cruise ship sailing the world or something, and I'm there with an apron on.
Yeah.
You know, and a tank top, you know, back there. Maybe I won't like it when I have to be there.
Yeah. Come on, you still
But I still dig it. I like it during the day. I like it at night. I like it all the time.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
You know, I mean, seriously, you know one thing about me. Where is one of my favorite places to be?
Las Vegas?
No, in a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in a bar. Well, of course, there's a bar in Las Vegas. Yeah. I think you're always happy in a bar anywhere.
I love being in a bar.
Right. But it's a bar restaurant.
How many times when we used to be up in New York, you know, would you, you know, retire and
I know
leave me at the bar?
I know, and you'd go, even the dumbest ones, the Hogs and Heifers. The most buzz.
We have a great time
we
in
have
Hogs
a great
and Heifers.
Time
you
Hogs
go to the
Heifers.
Biggest mook tourist traps in the world.
Right. Well,
congratulations.
Mike, I wish you all the success of South of the Border.
Thank you.
And anybody who's driven on 95 knows what a draw that place
if
is.
If I have that kind of success, I'll be a happy man.
Yes, you will.
You know, we're going to have to cancel this music for a second because we're going to set up a game here. But we have late breaking news.
Really?
I wish we had the breaking sound effect. Now, Rob is on the phone right now. Are we going to have her in the next break, Rob?
Give her a call there. Thank you. We'll call her in our hotel. Bye-bye. Yeah, well, either Julia or her, I'm sorry, either Kara or her survivor will be expecting our call in Bucktown.
Right. So you're listening.
That's a good tease.
You were listening yesterday. The lady that was going to go up into it, she called a rocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a plane that was going to go near the edge of space.
Hope she's honest about the experience.
With the Russians. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to her. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
Only could you said it, Mike.
It was me!
Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, what's going on? Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great. Hey, what are you doing, asshole?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
Are you insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is... Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, now.
Bow to their capricious whims, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, it's time to play Is She Alive or Not? The lady was on the show yesterday. Her name is Kara Sutton. She won a contest to go into space, but as we talked to her yesterday, we found out that space was really just an airplane ride.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Russia. Yeah, Rob, you got the number? Give me. Oh, here it is. Right.
She's in Moskva.
Is that line okay?
Okay. 011. She was going to get on a MiG and fly to 85,000 feet.
That's right.
The edge of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear this crazy Russian ring on the telephone. Then Rob will ask for her room, and we'll find out either if she's there or if, in fact, we have to send flowers.
Oh, my God.
Woman in space, Kara Sutton.
Space woman.
Did she survive in the Russian?
Hold on, is she there?
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's very late.
Remember, we had her on the show yesterday. It was after midnight in Moscow, and the liftoff was something like 7 or 8 hours away.
Rob's got her. I think we're going to have her on in a moment.
You got her? Okay, come on, Rob. For God's sakes.
Making nice.
I know you're making nice.
Hi, Kara. It's Rob. How have you been?
We're here doing the show, and you're like, how are you? Hello, Kara. Yeah. Kara, are you there?
Kara?
Kara?
Yes, okay, I'm here.
Kara. You're
alive. Hi.
You're alive.
You survived.
You're alive.
Your enthusiasm is noted. Thanks.
So.
Oh, man, I'm so glad you made it back to Earth.
What was it like going? First off, Kara, did you really go into space?
You get up there. You can see the way the Earth curves. It's really dark.
It really was dark?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Earth is brighter. I don't know. It seems like it's lit on the inside from up there.
Now, was it like if you were up in an airplane? You were in an airplane. I mean, was it like being in a commercial airplane, or was it like one of those pictures where Earth is just a little dot far away? I mean, it wasn't like that, right?
The Earth wasn't quite a little dot, but it was more like, it was definitely not like a commercial airplane.
Did you
not at all.
Did you throw up?
No, I did not throw up.
Okay. Now, is the majority of the time you spend in the aircraft doing the climb, getting to 85,000 feet, or do they get up there in relatively short order?
Most of it is spent in the climb, but you get to go Mach 2.4.
Wow.
So,
now, what is the G-force, that thing that makes your jaw stick out?
That makes your lips flap?
Right.
We maxed at about 3.
At about 3.
And when you come back down, do you come down quicker?
I can't, you know, honestly, my sense of time about the whole thing is a little screwed up.
How would you rate the experience? On a scale of 1 to 10.
It's not even a rateable experience. It's just beyond, I mean, I've been trying to put how the experience is into words, and I'm not being very successful at it.
Is it better than anything you've ever had to drink or smoke or ingest?
Absolutely.
Is it better than any high that you received having relations? Is it better?
It's different. It's, I don't know. I took some really great pictures if you want to see what it was like. The group that sponsored the contest that I won has them on their website.
What was the single element of all this that was the most mind-blowing out of the whole thing?
It's you're climbing to get up there, and then the plane kind of levels off, and it's the engines aren't working quite as hard, so it gets kind of quiet. The canopy over you is completely glass, I've never seen that much sky around me, even from any airplane.
Did you bond with your captain?
You know, you're so tightly strapped to the chair. I mean, it's the ejection seat, so I guess if you need to eject, you want to be tightly strapped to it.
When you was the captain tightly strapped?
The captain's name was Alex. He's been a pilot for 15 years.
We have a captain here.
Comfortable.
We have a captain here named Alan, and he's tightly strapped.
So now, will you tell your friends, Kara, that you've been in space? Do you consider yourself to be an astronaut?
I wouldn't say that. I'm sticking with the story that I went to the edge and I peeked over.
Now, what the deal is, you say you're surrounded by blackness. You go to 85,000 feet. This is the edge of the atmosphere. You say you can see blackness all around you. So
exactly. I wouldn't say all around. It's like on one side of you is space. On the other side of you is Earth.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So you can actually look out and instead of seeing like blue, you see
black.
Stars and black.
Black?
You don't see stars because the Earth is too bright.
But do you see black?
It's black. As you get higher, the sky gets bluer and bluer and bluer.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, it's black.
So that's very cool.
So when you were up there, once you got to the cruising altitude, what did you do? I mean, did they say, you know, we're going to turn off the seatbelt light if you got to go to the bathroom?
Did you get anything to eat?
If you'd like to move around the cabin. Yes. No, it's not. I don't know if you've ever been inside a fighter jet. There's not really a lot of room really to inhale, let alone move around much.
That's where you put the best possible explanation on this. Right? Listen, fighter jet, everybody can picture that.
Right.
Like a, you know, we
yeah,
put
a fighter jet going as high as it possibly can go. When they
with a big red star on the back.
When they prepped you for your ejector seat training, when they were giving you your instructions, what was the most frightening element of that? Because you know there had to be
you
something
know,
they
was
said.
I expecting a little more formalized ejector seat training.
Right.
Alex, my pilot, he says, "Well, if you hear me say, prepare for ejection, he says, make sure your head's back. I'll pull the lever, and after that, everything will be fine."
Wow.
That was his explanation. After that, everything will be fine.
Yeah, as you're floating in space.
And don't, right. I mean, that's a very dangerous, well, obviously, ejecting from an airplane. That's how a lot of pilots lose their lives.
This guy, Alex, is he American or Rusky?
He's Russian.
Was he a young
problem.
Man? Young man, older man?
Problem right
she made
there.
It back.
36.
I know she made it back, Buzz, but she beat the odds.
Yeah.
She beat the odds.
Oh, it ain't so.
No, it is so. Listen, you mean to tell me you would feel more comfortable with an American flying that thing?
Come on, you can say
well,
it now. You made
well,
it with the Russian.
We talked about it, and I mean, I'm not sure it's a level of comfort. No matter, I think the experience is the experience.
How many miles high did you go?
I can't put. You know what? I'm not that good at math.
Okay,
85,000 feet.
Let's say that's 20 miles. I don't. It's certainly got to be more than that. But let's say it's 100 miles. Here was my question. Are you in the 100-mile club?
She was strapped in.
I got pretty close to the throttle, but other than that, no.
It's about 160 feet in the air, which is a lot. 160 miles in the air,
wow.
If you think about it.
Is it really?
5,000 feet to a mile, roughly.
So it wouldn't be like that movie with Don Knotts where he was squirting out a tube of toothpaste and it was floating in the cabin.
The reluctant
astronaut.
Are you sure you got your math right on that? 5,000 feet to a mile, right?
I don't know.
Roughly, yeah, 5,280.
I thought they went up like 60 miles when they got into space. So they were 60 miles above the Earth's surface.
So are you famous now, or is this the most notoriety you're getting being on our stupid show?
That would be unfortunate, wouldn't it? No, actually, I'm on CNN tomorrow.
Ah, good. We'll check that out.
Really? Well, say hi to us.
I'll do what I can.
I dare you to. No, none of you people ever do.
No, you don't.
What you don't realize is that we treat you nicer.
Was the airplane in good shape?
They ever will.
It held together, got me up and down.
So it was a little rusty.
Translated piece of junk, right? A Russian
well,
piece of junk.
It was interesting because I have to say there were no less than like 200 little switches and knobs and things inside the cockpit.
Darling.
And they're all labeled in Russian.
Yeah, darling, I come from a point of reference here. I've seen the movie Armageddon. I'm aware what's happening with the Russian space station up there. When our guys got up there, when Bruce Willis and the oil real driggers got up there into space,
sure.
They found out how bass-ackwards all of the Russian stuff was.
Well, you know, she's probably having to be careful here because I still believe that, the Cold War has lingering effects.
Mm-hmm.
And for,
really?
Who knows whether Kara's conversation is being monitored or not.
When did the KGB...
You know, my mother has never been able to control anything that came out of my mouth. I doubt the communists could either.
When did the KGB first contact you? So, Kara, when you got back, and have you slept yet since you took this ride?
I took a little nap this afternoon. I got back down to the ground, and I have to say I've never been so tired in all my life.
Wow.
Just like, I need to lie down right now.
Were you tired.
During
the process at all, did you ever fear for your life at all? Did you ever really,
No.
It just so exhilarating that the fear wasn't there?
It was wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just kind of, is this really happening? Really be in this plane right now?
First of all, Rob.
Very unreal.
I know you got your calculator. There are callers who are saying it's 16 miles, not 160 miles.
Sorry, I misplaced a digit. 16 miles. But that's still pretty high.
160 miles, you'd be on the surface of the sun.
Which is why, Mike, I'm not a part of NASA. I'm part of a radio show.
So listen, I
just heard it sometime in one of my, one of those movies.
But see, here's the thing. To a lay person like me, meaning stupid.
It's hard
right?
to know.
160 miles up sounds a hell of a lot more imposing than 16 miles.
16 miles, it's hard to believe that you don't have to go that far to get into space. But I mean, technically.
You know what? The number of people between 16 miles up and 160 doesn't really change much.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you experience any weightlessness, any sense of that when you were up there?
No, not really. The G-forces were interesting. I've never experienced that before. So
how did your, now to be careful with it with this question, being up there with these G-forces, how did your feminine regions hold up? were there any problems? Were there any physical problems?
I appreciate your interest, but they're just fine.
They're fine.
Everything's fine.
I was thinking,
and did the pilot say, when you got up to the cruising altitude, did the pilot, Alex, say anything to you?
He just let me know that we were up there.
He didn't turn around.
About a minute.
He didn't turn around at any point and say, "All powers to Al Jazeera," or turn around at some point, or turn around and say, "I just want to tell you something. I've loved you from the moment I saw you, and unless you go away with me, I'm crashing this plane right now." He said none of that, no terrorist stuff. He didn't say that he loved you and nothing.
I'm sorry to let you down there, man. But
you're being honest.
No, it was a pretty purely exhilarating experience.
And you got great pictures from it?
Actually, yeah.
That's cool.
Yes. Guy who works for Space Adventures, he actually has taken space photographs, and he was like, wow, these are great.
Oh, good.
So,
I'm glad you got good pictures. That's great.
Well, now, are you going to be able to translate this into a relationship? Are you married?
I am not.
You're not. So you're a single, successful, almost astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna?
No, I'm a soon to be physician assistant. I start grad school in at the University of Iowa in May.
Okay,
congratulations. Right, I'm just trying to see if we can help hook you up with someone who wants to, you know, be with someone who was 16 miles up in space.
I have a little higher standards than just one criteria, but
okay.
Well,
right.
You know, for some guys that'd be a nice little notch on their belt. For some guys, you know, you say, okay, I've been with a cocktail waitress, I've been with a steward.
Yeah, and you could embellish and say I've dated an astronaut.
Right, sure, you'd say, huh? Yeah, you know, NASA. I was with a girl went up there. She was Russian space program.
Do you have a desire to do this again, Kara? I mean, do you want another experience similar to that? Like, if within our lifetime they actually make it accessible to go up into space for average people, would you do it again?
That would be tempting. I'm not sure I would do the same thing again.
Because of the Russians?
No, it was not because of the Russians. Have been very, very kind.
Have you been on? Have you been down to Orlando's Universal theme park?
I have not.
You have not.
I went to Red Square yesterday, though. That was pretty good.
I have not been to Russia, nor have I been in space. However, I would tell you.
You went to space camp.
Yeah, I did. But the Incredible Hulk roller coaster ride is the most incredible amusement park ride ever. I was going to ask you if you'd ever ridden it, if going into space was better than the Hulk ride, because I can't imagine it would be. Because really, I went on that ride 7 times in a row when we were down in Orlando.
I would think, seriously, and I'm being serious, totally serious now, what she did would be your cup of tea.
I think so.
That you'd probably love that about as much as anybody.
Except I wouldn't do it with the Russians.
You wouldn't do it, yeah. You'd be worried about the plane.
I'm Johnny Patriot.
you bleed red, white, and blue.
Sure.
Well, Johnny Patriot there. Buzz Aldrin is actually an advisor to Space Adventures.
Okay, you mean Benedict Arnold? that's fine, you know. I bet you believe there's no more Cold War, right? Right?
You're still fighting the Cold War, aren't you?
Every day, Mike. Every day on this show. Hey, listen, Kara, you're very nice.
He's a one-man force.
You're very nice. You're goddamn right about that. You're very nice to chat with us. You're a woman in almost a woman in space.
Mm-hmm.
But you're always a woman to me.
Thank you for your accessibility and for telling us about your experience. It was interesting. Yeah.
It's just like
talking to you guys.
I got American Idol. I just said you're always a woman to me.
Mm-hmm.
Always a woman
to me.
And am I supposed to mention Traveler's Advantage?
Yes.
There you go.
Travelersadvantage.com. They've got my pictures.
Here's your plug. Well, our current time, Kara, is 25 after the hour. Our time's up. Until next time, hope that all your times are great and when you go to space, you're good time zone. So until next time, bye now.
Thanks, Kara.
Bye-bye.
All my very best.
Oh, it was so nice until you bored of Kara. You tired of Kara.
Do you think the interview on CNN will go much the same tomorrow?
Exactly the same.
I got bored of Kara like 5 minutes into it. You know, come on, tell me, were you on a plane? Okay, I can dig that, but I've seen that done before. I've seen celebrities.
That's a different deal. You know, I mean, call us when you go up in the rocket ship.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of the blackness of space, but, you know, I was right with you about 2 minutes into it, you know? Come on.
Right.
Hey, break there. But you would dig doing that, I think.
Of course I would. I like doing that thing that they have, like the Tom Brokaw guys, where they go up in those jets and they always say, you're going to throw up, you're going to throw up. And then, you know, they're doing...
It seems like a million years ago we got a chance to... Do you remember when weren't we offered to go up with the Blue Angels?
Yeah, we were. And I don't know what happened there. Hello.
I think we were both wimps.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Dylan?
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
how
dude.
You doing?
Hey.
Hey, I love your show. I just called in for the whole 16 miles thing, but while I'm here, I just want to say, keep up the fight against FCC. Friendly Michael Powell, or F. Michael Powell, as I like to call him.
All right, thank you. Well said.
All right, bye-bye.
Well said, my moronic friend.
Bye-bye. Best all.
Bye-bye.
All
my best.
Bye-bye. I'm dumb. listen, we need... did you change the music? Hey, there you go. Can anybody identify what this music means?
It means we're going to play a game.
No.
It means we're going to have a phone scan.
No.
I'm out.
Buzz?
No, I recognize the music, but I don't...
Oh, no, I know what it means.
What is it?
It's Joe Artinger's music.
Joe.
It's
Joe's theme.
The Joe Show.
Joe.
I forget that.
I don't know.
And today, it's a side of Joe that I think you've only seen before on the show occasionally.
Man, I'm so embarrassed. I was 16 miles in space.
Joe.
Joe. Joe will have the Joe Ardinger interview when we come up. This is where we sit back and we let Joe take over a segment. We have a caller, something that we think is right in Joe's wheelhouse.
Yeah, and Joe's having a real slow day today, so it should be a great interview.
And this segment, incidentally, brought to you...
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I may, I'd like to share a few off-the-cuff remarks about my favorite wireless company, Singular Wireless.
Singular is my favorite, too. I love Singular, because only Singular has rollover.
Rollover? Don't get me started on rollover. I love rollover.
And why shouldn't you? Rollover lets you roll over your unused anytime minutes from month to month for up to a year.
It will make your day. Remember, that's Singular, with a C... Singular.
That's correct, wireless breath. You can check it out at www.singular.com.
I should also mention that the Motorola V400 color screen camera phone is only $99.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate and a 2-year service agreement.
Wow, and you never pay roaming or long distance. 1 or 2 year contract required.
So why not wait?
No, why wait?
Oh, why wait? Why wait? Do what other people have done. Go to Singular One. Visit them online. www.singular.com for phones and features and a location. Sorry about that. Near you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
Oh, let me just say...
Why not wait, Don?
This tape... That killed me.
Well, that was, it's just so funny because it's just like really, it's so, you know, so why wait, you know? And it's like, why not wait?
Get it next year. It was a live commercial.
I love live commercials.
Not heard on the network.
I know.
I just wanted to say this tape has been fixed by the new Infinity Standards.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. So just beware.
Reprocess.
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Hey. May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Spicoli's going to say something.
Wait, right. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
I got to jump in here in a second.
At all.
Okay, here we go.
I think you know where the front office is.
You...
bad teacher.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to go.
On dope?
National Treasure.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
And now we can say, you know, that guy that we've been playing for a million years, Academy Award winner, Sean Penn.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Spicoli, right?
Spicoli. Spicoli got the Oscar this year.
Here's our Spicoli. And folks, welcome to another edition of The Joe Show. This is where we get an interview. Something that Mike and I don't maybe see the angle with. And we throw it over to Joe in Joe's wheelhouse. Joe, what is the topic of discussion on today's edition of The Joe Show?
On The Joe Show today, we'll be discussing colorization, not a black and white, where Reefer Madness is concerned.
Why don't you start again?
Let me ask you again. What's the topic of today's Joe Show?
Well, Don, it's about the colorization of that famous movie, Reefer Madness.
Colorization?
Yes.
Try saying it. Colorization.
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 Of the movie Reefer Madness. And who's your guest today, Joe?
Barry Sandrew. Andrew with an S.
Barry Sandrew. And would you like Buzz to give you the big time intro?
Oh, I'd be honored.
All right, Buzz, go ahead.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's The Joe Show. Now, here's Joe.
Joe.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Joe Ardinger. Welcome to The Joe Show, and my guest today is Barry Sandrew. Is Barry on the line?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Fine.
Now, I'm reading a wireless/news press that you are colorizing the classic dope movie Reefer Madness.
Well, it's already colorized, and it's going to be released by Fox April 20th.
By Fox?
April 20th.
That's a Rupert Murdoch company, isn't it?
That's right.
All right. Well, what was your inspiration behind colorizing this famous black and white movie? When did it originally come out?
1938.
Okay. So obviously they didn't have color. Well, Hitler had color film back then, maybe, but
yeah,
not the general public.
What? Well, this was actually produced by a religious group that wanted to scare parents about the dangers of this devil weed.
That's right.
And it really didn't do too well. But then this.
Right, Joe. This is where you got to jump in. This guy is killing you here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so how did it come to you to decide to colorize this movie?
We wanted to make a lot of money.
Okay. Our microphones are off now, Mike.
Yeah. Actually, it's one of the highest-grossing.
When you said you were a kid, he was killing you.
But how did you get the rights for the movie?
We don't need the rights. It's public domain.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Are there any plans in the future to colorize It's Wonderful Being a Girl?
One more time?
Are there any plans to colorize a movie called It's Wonderful Being a Girl? You know, it's a classic black and white film for school education.
Some of your pod questions.
I don't even know that one.
Ask who takes pod.
I do know that one. No, there is no plans.
If you think there is reefer madness.
What we're doing is finding evergreens.
Well, now, as I'm looking at the press release, it says you're going to have different colors of smoke for each character each time they take a hit off their marijuana cigarettes.
Well, everybody's high is different. At least we assume that. And, so whatever somebody's
smoking, what are some of the colors you're going to be coloring the smoke with?
Well, as I said, this is all done.
Should I be allowed to proceed with my gay marriage?
They're already colored, but when one person is getting stoned with another person, the two...
Tell them that color is not a term.
I was going to say, isn't colored not a politically correct description?
Thing to say.
It says here in the press release different hues.
Ask him if he's Atkins friendly.
So, are you Atkins friendly?
We can use hues. We can use color. You can call it anything you want.
Are you Atkins friendly?
Color.
Now, how do you figure that pot smokers will burn through their savings to own this new Reefer Madness? I have the old Reefer Madness. I don't need any changes to it.
Oh yes, you do. Let me tell you what's on this DVD. First of all, it's probably one of the funniest DVDs.
Ask him if he thinks Martha Stewart is guilty or innocent. Ask him right now.
Do you think Martha Stewart is guilty or innocent right now?
I meant for you to ask him right now.
I don't know. I have no idea. It's not a black and white issue.
We got another question.
I'm sorry.
But let me tell you what's on this DVD.
Go ahead, you ask the question.
We got Grandpa Ganja.
Grandpa Ganja?
Grandpa Ganja, who did a movie called Grandpa's Marijuana Handbook.
Okay, and is that movie on the DVD too?
That's on the DVD.
Do you like my sweater?
No, at least so we can hear you.
Really great. Come
on. Do you like my sweater?
Tell him it's made of hemp.
Joe?
Tell him your sweater's made of hemp, Joe.
My sweater's made of hemp.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. Hemp's a very valuable weed.
We'll give you another question. Ask him, Joe.
The other thing he talked about is why...
How about the Passion of Christ? It gives me a spiritual high. What say you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you should go with their stone.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that would be very Christ-like.
Oh, really?
Anyway, go ahead. I
ask him to be stoned now.
Oh, I know you do.
Are you high now?
No.
Are you going to use hemp to print the to make the paper that you print the movie stuff on?
No. But let me finish about Grandpa Ganja real quick. Grandpa Ganja talked about why seniors should get stoned.
Just jump in, Joe.
How many Oreos come in a regular sized bag?
God, you know.
And that's regular-sized Oreos. How about double stuff?
Don't really know.
Tough with the munchies. Is he a Doritos guy, or is he a what's the Fritos guy? Doritos.
Have you ever filled your bong with mouthwash?
Doritos or Fritos?
Now, how many of these DVDs have you made so far?
Doritos or Fritos?
How many are going out? How many are going to be?
Don't shush me.
I'm not sure how many Fox are planning on shipping out.
Doritos or Fritos?
They're going to be in Walmart.
Doritos or Fritos?
What's your choice?
My choice?
Yes, when you're high.
Oh, I never get high.
Orange Crush or chocolate milk?
I don't know. What's your choice?
Orange Crush.
There you go.
See, Joe. That's why you're the host.
That's why I'm the host.
Do you have the answers?
Because I have the answers.
Since you're the host, you should know who Michael Nelson is.
Okay.
Michael Nelson?
Sure, I know him.
Let me just break in. I'm one of the producers. I know who that is. That's the guy who was married to, not married to, but living with I Dream of Jeannie.
Got it wrong. He was the host of Mystery Science Theater 3.
Hold on, what was the name again?
Michael Nelson.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. That was Tony Nelson. My mistake. Right.
Original recipe or extra crispy?
All right. Now I'm gonna try to get this in real quick. Mike Nelson.
Original or Cajun spices?
Mike Nelson is doing commentary over the colorized version.
And why? Why? The movie's good enough without the commentary.
No. He's hilarious.
Ask him now, Joe, if he likes Simon, Paula, or Randy.
Without the two robots.
Do you like Simon, Paula, or Randy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does this look infected? Can you feel your toes? Hello? Barry?
Probably.
Go on, let's talk about Ricky Nelson. Go ahead. Okay. What does he have to do with this movie again?
Ricky Nelson?
Yeah.
He probably watched it when he was much younger, yeah.
I thought you were talking about Ricky Nelson and how he sings songs all through the Reefer Madness.
Oh, no, we didn't know.
What colors are you using for some of the smoke?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Yeah. Why not?
You have to buy the DVD.
I have to put money in Rupert Murdoch's pocket to find out. Why don't I just stay at home and take crayons and color my TV screen?
Well, you're not putting it in Rupert's pocket. You're really putting it in my pocket.
Do you listen to the Mary Jane girls?
The Mary Jane? No.
How about Rick Astley?
Ask him if he's a joker and a midnight toker.
Mary Lane.
Are you a joker, or a smoker, or a midnight toker?
I'm neither.
You play your music in the sun?
I play it in the sun.
Tell him he's one toke over the line, sweet Jesus.
Nothing bums me out like the Allman Brothers.
I do have to.
Because I've been tied to the whipping post. And Lord, I feel like I'm dying.
You are.
Will you clap for the Wolfman?
What?
Will you clap for the Wolfman? Come on.
He's gonna dig you. Say, he's gonna dig you to the day he dies.
Did you read the news today?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What happened?
He blew his mind out in a car. He hadn't noticed that the lights had changed.
What? Oh, that's a day in the life. Oh, I get what he's doing. Right, yep.
Why does one pill make you larger and one pill make you small? Have you asked Alice?
Go ahead. Ask him this. How many times has he seen Fantasia?
How many times have you seen Fantasia?
Oh, half a dozen times.
How about Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
What? Never.
Have you seen Marijuana featuring Sonny Bono?
No, that would be a good one.
Well, it's already in color. Unless you watch it on a black and white TV. Which, again, I say you can take your magic markers out and color in the smoke yourself.
Well, you know, one thing we can do is we can take a color movie and make it into a black and white classic.
Have you seen Narcotics Pit of Despair? That's
nope,
black and white.
This is Joe, we're not feeding him questions. Oh, hold on, here's another question.
Ricky Nelson's in that one, I think.
Here we go.
Read it, Joe. Is Super Troopers the film of the century?
What?
Is Super Troopers the film of the century? And how about that according to Jim? Which do you prefer, cremation or cryogenic freezing?
Cryogenic.
It's all the
what?
Same.
Cryogenic freezing. Buzz, get him out of here.
Well, Barry, thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time on The Joe Show.
Thanks for listening to The Joe Show on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Ask him to hold on for a moment.
Hold on a second, Barry. My producer needs to talk to you.
Yeah.
Tell him thanks.
Thanks, Barry.
Was that real?
Right on, man.
Here you go.
Now Rob's going to...
Okay, Rob, now...
Let's get a review on this one.
Producer hey, Rob Stein.
Barry! What's that? Oh, you're kidding, I know. That's exactly what Joe was looking for. Thanks so much. That was exactly what Joe was looking for.
I actually thought of Joe as a performer.
How do you think Joe was as a host?
Somebody's incredibly popular.
Joe, yeah, he's incredibly popular.
Robbie, tell him that Infinity is thinking about replacing Howard Stern with Joe.
He is actually on the short list to replace Howard Stern. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, men. He does very well, men 25 to 54. Yes.
But ladies love him as well.
But the ladies love him as well. He
Say he's the type of guy that of women guy want to be with and other men want to be
with and men want to be like.
Yet he's an ordained minister.
And also, this is something that will shock you. He's an ordained minister.
But out of the closet homosexual.
As well as a magistrate.
And he is a closeted homosexual, but that's never held him back.
He's still just, now the guy's just giving Rob an earful.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Rock on. You only rock once.
Bye then.
Okay, so, Robbie, what's the report on the Joe show?
Be like that all the time? And then his final thing was, I can't think this is real. I'm going to go into my office and talk to people randomly. How about that?
Okay. I guess he was a little angry.
Remember, he doesn't smoke.
There you go.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
There you go, everybody. That's the Joe Show.
Very good, Joe.
Where's the Joe Ardinger production? Don't forget, check out the website, worldoldestphonescreener.com. You should get that as a website, Joe.
Oh, I'll have my own website soon enough.
Very good.
Yeah, so will we.
Very clever, man.
Let's have a race.
Oh, yeah? Well,
but so will I.
Let's have a race.
Very good, Joe.
Because we're never going to have a website. You'll win that race.
I'll have one, but I just haven't gotten around to designing the first page.
Yeah. See you next year.
Joe.
Same as us.
There he is. All right, Joe.
There he goes.
Hey, Joe.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You looking forward to Mike's restaurant?
I am. This is not the best bacon cheeseburger I've ever had.
All right. Thanks. Get out. Thank you, Joey. We got a break. Well, you know, I don't know about you, but that's too much interviewing for me in one day. Talking to that broad that went up in space and then having Joe talk to the guy about Reefer Madness.
I think we have locked in the format for the Joe interview, though.
Yeah,
we just make sure we have plenty of pad and paper.
Joe's questions, in case you're wondering, love that sweet doughy headed Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to focus on the color of the smoke.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where he's coming from. He's a fan of the Reefer Madness.
And then, of course, we chimed in with the questions that had no relation to the subject.
And Joe did advance his anti-Murdoch agenda.
Yes, he did. Yeah, you always get. I was waiting for the attack on angry young white men.
Right.
That seems to be when his man on the street thing. He's always got an axe to grind with them.
Nothing wrong with that anti-Murdoch agenda, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this? Don and Mike. Hello. Oh, people can't hear us. Hello.
That was,
somebody wanted to say what a dope Joe is, but I had the microphone in the wrong position. I'm a dope. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike. Give that man a raise.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Give who a raise? What?
Joe. Man, that was a great bit. That was hilarious.
Oh, so here's someone who loves Joe. Who doesn't love Joe?
We all do.
Joe. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
That was beautiful, man. Keep it up.
There you go. See, Joe's loved.
You too. Yeah, I know.
Do you think it would be safe to say at this point in time Joe is beloved?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he is beloved.
All right.
Hold on. Here from the World Wide Web. Here you go. I've just got a very quick FCC update for you.
Very interesting.
Nothing with a major fine yet today.
Good.
Although you're an idiot if you don't think they're going to do it now.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got these 12 fines, and they're going to make their big stink. They had more big stink today. The Senate indecency bill now has tougher language than the House version.
Oh, dear.
Hey, so they're in a race to see who can persecute us more.
So here's the latest in the witch hunt. The Commerce Committee, and this is from today's meeting, likes all of the amendments that they saw this morning. They like escalating fines for every FCC violation.
Sure.
They like three strikes and you're out.
Right.
Meaning if you work for a station or company, three violations, they take away your license.
Right.
They like that. They like the thought of license revoking, although they say they got to have a hearing about that. They like fines of up to $500,000.
Right. Okay.
And they like any attempt to protect children from violent programming. And the last thing that your elected officials in the witch hunt have come up with today, and this would be the Senate as opposed to the House.
Right.
They think, listen, it's getting a little out of control. So, God, these morons. Here's what they said today. We think that what we need is a salary cap because we're going to be making so many fines. The Senate indecency bill says there is a $3 million per day cap for
for indecency violations.
Ooh, thank goodness.
So what that means is if this version passes, which is worse than the other version,
right?
These guys are now saying, feel free to do any type of show that you like. We're going to work under this fact that there are no hard and fast rules. We will continue to fine. We will continue to take your license away.
But we want to give you a break.
So The most you can rack up in one day is $3 million worth of fines.
Per radio station.
On something that is totally subjective.
Well, they've done it again.
It's a witch hunt.
It continues.
Just when you thought, you know, we had all the tapes of all those people last week and the week before. The people that talked today were even crazier.
Yeah, well, that's the climate we're living in.
Even crazier, yes. Everything that you crazy guys said last week were for a plus. How about this?
It's like a contest.
How about this? A salary cap.
Yeah, we're gonna cap your... Well, that's their way of saying they're trying to help, right?
Yeah, right.
We'll cap it for each radio station.
$3 million a day. $3 million a day. Jesus H. Christ. Right, ting tang walla walla bing bang.
It's kind of like coming up with the punishment before you figure out what the crime is.
So let me see if I got this straight.
Exactly what it is.
We can do whatever type of show we want. All we have to do is have $15 million a week ready.
More than that, because if you figured every radio station we were on.
Well, I'm considering now that, of course, we get fired from all those stations. We're just on one.
Every station for themselves.
So if we're just on, we're just on
$15 million a week.
$15 million a week. That's the cost of doing business.
Yeah, okay. Ready? Let's go to Canada.
That's
so long. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Keep listening to Howard saying that nothing's going to happen until November just because it hasn't happened yet.
This is nuts.
Keep thinking that. Jesus Christ. Salary cap.
That's the latest update.
You want to find the radio industry so much, you want to put a salary cap on it. You dopes. God, Dan Snyder is laughing at you.
Insane.
You know what we need now?
What?
I hate to say this. We need to have a Dan Snyder buy our radio company. We
to,
need
to be able to afford the fines.
Yeah, yes, we need to have an owner because he's shown he doesn't care. He'll throw millions at anybody.
Right. Yeah, he's and I'm sure with his relationship with us, he'll buy this radio.
No,
actually, he might. We just won't be here.
Yeah. To him, now that would be the cost of doing a visit. You said, okay, Snyder, you're going to buy Infinity Broadcast, you buy WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
It'll only cost you $15 million to get rid of Don and Mike on the very first day. And here's the best news. You don't pay it to them. You pay it to the government.
Bingo. Right.
He would sign the check up front.
Absolutely. Probably call us into the office and do that little thing your buddy did one time, setting up army men and kicking them off his desk.
That was Tom Bigby.
This is your future at WJFK. Boom.
KFI. Boom. Off the desk. Yeah. Freaking nuts. Really?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Thanks for the cap, though. Thanks for capping the fines at $15 million a week.
What a relief. Because I was worried it could go higher.
Yeah,
thanks very much. Now, is that per station or per show?
Probably per show and per station.
Per show. So you're talking about if you have two shows, then you would have to have your salary cap would have to be, you'd have to allow for $30 million a week in fines.
Absolutely. Yeah, for 30 men. And if those shows happen to be on two radio stations, that goes up to $60
million. Dollars. Right.
You just do
per
the math.
Week.
You know, and figure if we kept all our stations, and there are about 40 of them, $15 million a week.
I want to tell you right now.
And they told two friends and so on.
They can't afford that in some of our market.
We'd never get to use the color copier.
I'm telling you right now, it's hard enough to get the pennies that we're getting for syndication now. But
you can't put a price on entertainment.
Not at all, Rob.
I'm looking at this list. And
Rob, what is 15 times 40?
15 times 40 is 600.
$600 million.
Wow.
Thank you.
We have more than 40 affiliates.
All right, well, let's...
make it 50.
160 miles.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
We got a break. Who's on the phone here? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You got?
Hi there.
Hey, think how much fun you guys would have the day you'd blown out the cap of $3 million that day, though. You could go right back to the old show and blow it out.
Yeah, but that's $15 million. That's an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awful lot of money for a fart joke.
Yeah, but Don, we could blow it out.
We could blow it.
Yeah.
Like this guy says. Blow it out real good.
Thank you for support.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Okay.
Bad news. You know, someone jacked the fine money.
What can we do for you? Hello. Yeah.
Caught that Charlie's Angel special on NBC last night.
Yes, we will in a second. Did
it
you see it?
A lot of jabs at Aaron Spelling. That's funny.
Aaron Spelling, yeah. And the guy who played Spelling.
I saw him on a promo.
It's Homer Simpson.
And he didn't sound anything like you.
No.
Which was very disappointing.
This is
the guy who played Aaron Spelling, I thought he looked like Christina Applegate's character from Mars Attacks.
And you know, that's Dan Castellaneta. Yeah, mm-hmm. The guy who's Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Doing the Texas drawl of Aaron
Spelling. This is Aaron Spelling.
That's what Aaron Spelling will always sound
this
like.
This is Aaron Spelling. All right, see you later.
All right, thanks.
We got to run. I don't know. Maybe we'll take your calls. Maybe not. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
We'll take them later. Wait.
That's your prerogative.
Please wait. Or we might. I don't know.
We'll be that way.
That's the crazy nature of this show.
That's right.
You just don't know. We might come back with them.
They are Icelandic cowboys.
See, like something like that could happen.
John and Mike.
No, stop it.
That was terrific.
Stop that. That costs us $15 million.
Wow.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I made the homework and they installed the sign today.
Mm-hmm.
Except they left out an A. Instead of saying Hank's Look Around Cafe, it says Look Round Cafe.
That's okay.
You?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? Because I could try to go out and buy an A.
No. It's great.
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
Well,
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
There you go. Mike's opening Mike's Look Around Cafe next Wednesday.
Thank you for all the free publicity.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Well, the name is not on the restaurant.
The name is Mike's Look Around Cafe.
It will always be to you, and I will honor that.
But the real name is...
Have I told you you're my favorite?
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
O'Mara's.
Yes.
O'Mara's.
Yes, it is.
O'Mara's, where the beef comes from animals. There you go. That's like a slogan.
You know, yeah, maybe I'll incorporate that.
The beef comes from animals.
I'll incorporate that into the advertising.
So you don't really know what animal it comes from, but the beef comes from an animal. Come on, you have some fun.
I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Yeah,
horse meat.
Hello, Wilbur.
Nice horse steak. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a dream come. No kidding. Is it a dream?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Is it a dream come true to have the Look Around Cafe finally a real place with your name on it?
It's very exciting. It is a dream come true.
Where our listeners can go not only for good food and good food and good drink.
Yes,
but
Rob. Juicy entrees every night.
Great entertainment.
Yes.
Let me say. If you like what you hear on the Don and Mike Show, go see the private performance that Mike will put on nightly.
Dinner and a show.
Nightly at the
Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe.
Should be very exciting.
And that's in Manassas.
Old Town Manassas. Yes.
Big grand opening party next week. Forget Brady's. That was the old name.
Well, it'll be that name until we change the name at 8 o'clock at night.
8 o'clock next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Wow. Next Wednesday.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
St. Patrick's Day.
I understand.
Huh? Yeah.
I got you.
How about that?
Got you. We'll be there, Mike.
Juicy entrees every night.
You going to put up those signs saying workers must wash their hands?
No.
And are you going to have one of those
things? Yeah, we're going to put it on the front door.
Are you going to have one of those things in the bathroom that has the little, this restroom was checked by so-and-so at so-and-so time?
Yes, sure. We'll put that up there. You want me to put that in there?
Well, I'm just asking.
The clipboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the clipboard.
You're
the same kind you would find, like, in the back of, a gas station?
No, at any restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've gone into regular restaurants, and there's a thing on the back, a clipboard saying, you know,
nice
this was cleaned by, so, and they make the person put their initials and the time that they were in there.
Okay, I'll put that up there for you.
You might want
to Look Around Cafe.
Don't do it for me. I'm going to be there on the opening night.
I understand.
Do it for the family that's going to be coming there.
I'll do it for the family.
And make the Look Around Cafe a part of their lives.
That's a good thing. I think I should do that.
And
I appreciate your input.
What about the issue of bread? If somebody orders something and you bring them a thing of bread...
One person's loaf will be tomorrow's pudding.
Okay, so there's...
No, that's perfectly illegal.
Not a chance that you reuse bread.
Not a chance that we reuse bread.
Because you know what I mean.
No, there is not a
chance. You go in somewhere and someone says, oh, yeah, we like some bread, and they don't really want it. And
you can't do that.
You can do that, but you couldn't tell anybody.
Yes, Rob, yeasty treats for all. Should be wonderful. Yes.
All American made products?
I can't commit to that.
You can't? Are your oranges from Florida, or do you bring them, like, from Zimbabwe
from
or something?
Chile or something
Yeah, yeah, Chile's the big company running commercials now, telling us that this is where all of their stuff comes from.
I think we like to use local produce when at all possible.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
And about the local TV, I had to tell you.
Rob, to the best of my knowledge, I don't think we have any Haitian produce.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
There was a moment today on local TV, and you have to be in the D.C. area, although it's a national story, so you can certainly understand. The guy, the sniper, the Beltway sniper, they sentenced him to death.
They upheld the jury's verdict.
So this was a great sentence,
actually.
Great news, and all of the TV stations, they all break in, like during Price is Right and Ellen DeGeneres. And
you know where that happened?
In Manassas. Right, I know, very near.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
That's right, come down, see the
you
guy.
You could walk from that sentencing.
You could see the guy get fried and have some nice fried food.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Is that where they're going to fry him?
And listen, and don't worry.
I don't think they're going to fry him in Manassas.
If they give him the gas, well, you can get the gas, too.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
I don't think they're going to fry him there.
If they do fry him there, have them fry him in your kitchen.
How do you feel about Gansing?
Gansing is perfectly acceptable. I do not discriminate in my joint.
So your club is dare I say it, gay friendly?
Club?
Your pub?
My pub is
your restaurant, pub restaurant, gay friendly?
Of course it's gay friendly.
Really? What night of the week is gay night?
We welcome everybody at all times of the day or night.
Really?
Yes. We don't delineate specific nights, and no, I know you want it, but we will not have a specific gay night.
Really?
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You won't have a fag hag night or something like that?
No. That won't be happening. No swingers, no.
Okay.
Thank you for lying down on the sidelines for this long.
How about
finally just couldn't look resist, around, could
cafe. How about
seemed relevant.
Whites only night?
No, that's not possible. I'm sorry, Rob.
Brother. So you let anybody in?
Yeah.
Here's a serious question.
If you have, the proper ID.
Will you accept checks?
I don't believe we do accept checks.
Oh, you do not accept checks?
No.
How about Polish people?
Polish people are more than welcome. I welcome checks. Them with open checks.
Checks?
Checks.
Checks? No, he already said no checks.
Yes, he was making a Polish
Slavic joke. Okay, I get jokes.
Hanks, look around, cafe.
What's great is you get to do all this and say, Hanks, look around, cafe.
Of course.
Yes.
Because that's what it's really all about.
That's what it's the real name.
Hanks, look around, cafe.
Yes.
Mike? We're going to change the topic for a second.
Okay.
I know you're cool with that.
Yes, I am.
We can take all of these dumb calls, and please, we're going to have to end this right here. Here's a potential problem.
Nip this
on line number 9. My friend, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Hey, Mike. Just wanted to know if you were thinking about opening up a Yankit next door and get that market share.
No. Yankit is
old.
Dead. Yankit is
old.
Dead on this show. Dead.
Old material. Ever dead. Forward. Ever dead. Forward.
Dead, dead, dead. Spalding Gray is more alive than Yankit.
Absolutely, and they had to identify him with his dental records.
So, this is fantastic. Right. I look through these. Buzz does a great job with the news every day.
Thank you.
But I get up here and I look for stuff that catches my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I see something that's funny, that's heartbreaking, disturbing, and reminds me of one of my best buddies. Hi, Rob.
Oh, hi, Don.
You see, there's a woman in Oklahoma. Her name is Terry Lynn Carver. And she and her husband, Cecil, they were watching the Montel Williams show.
Okay.
And they were having so much fun, they decided to smoke some marijuana while they were watching the show. The show was, the topic was, surviving a lover's attack.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, the topic of the show was, hello, Rob.
Rusty Wack.
Domestic violence.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Lovers who attack. And they had abusive husbands on the show, and the wives to put up with it, and then they had the wives on that then abused the husbands. Wow. And they passed as I've been told, they call it the doobie wah.
Mm-hmm.
Passed the doobie wah back and forth.
Yeah, and what happened?
And while they're watching the show about violence, Cecil hit his wife in the head and then went and grabbed his handgun and fired at her, and she ended up getting the gun and shooting him.
Mm. To death?
Yeah, he's dead.
He's gone now?
He's dead.
So they were motivated by the show?
Yes, they were. They were. And who says the Montel Williams show does no good?
Well, if the guy...
That is a merry mix-up.
If the guy hit her and then took a shot at her, it's good that he's gone.
That is a merry mix-up that they're there. Why? They're having a joint.
Montel Letterman.
Mike Douglas. He's the only white man ever made me moist. I'm sure you've heard this, but we have to mention this.
You know, I mean, just...
All right. Well, you got to say something.
We were just rolling along there. You know?
I know. I think maybe you're right.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows anymore? I think you got caught up in
the
story.
Let me just say, if anyone was offended by that...
well, I don't think it's...
Better call the FCC right now. You better call
them
right
now. Kind of relaxed.
Better call the FCC because don't forget they have a $3 million salary cap now. Call the FCC. Moist.
Very moist.
OJ. You got to love OJ. Now, first, I read somewhere or somebody told me or I saw on TV over the weekend that OJ is pitching himself to Court TV that he wants a Daily Show.
He has no shame.
And they're going to give him a show. They're either going to give him like a Jerry Springer type show or they're going to have him actually, for instance, here's their dream scenario.
Was he going to have a show about how to steal, DirecTV? Is that what he's going to have?
Oh, no, hold on. That's what the story is about here,
right,
about him stealing the TV. But his dream situation has nothing to do with him pirating DirecTV. Uh-huh. Is he'd like to be, when Kobe Bryant goes on trial,
right?
OJ would like to be the guy sitting at the desk anchoring the coverage of the Kobe Bryant.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Court TV, to get their ratings up, doesn't. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So now this is bad news for OJ, because, you know, he's been out looking for the killer for all of these years.
Oh, yeah, it must be exhausted.
And he's got his deal with Court TV.
I think he's covered many golf courses.
Mm-hmm. And now, you had it right, Mike. OJ is being accused by DirecTV of pirating their signal.
Uh-oh.
So it's like 20,000 people, some ridiculous number of people.
This is almost going to guarantee no more Naked Gun movies.
Like, you know, 20,000 people. You would imagine, in all of the people that OJ's meeting as he continues to search mm-hmm. for Nicole's killer,
right. mm-hmm.
you would think, you know, it would be like, hello, hey, it's OJ Simpson. How are you? How's the search for your wife coming? Oh, I'm doing a really hard job with this. Say, do you get HBO? No, OJ, I don't. It costs too much.
Sure.
Well, let me come back here to the back of my car.
Jesus, he's probably, what's he doing? Getting those cards like that guy had one time?
Unauthorized decryption of DirecTV.
That's what it is.
Something
yes.
like that.
I bet it was somebody that gave him the card.
It's not somebody. It's not a case of OJ giving somebody a box. It was one. It was one of those access.
One of those little access cards.
Well, hey, right. It's not like he killed somebody.
So anyway. 22,000 people. That's how many people. That's how many people they think Juice has already hooked up with free HBO.
Wow, that's pretty. So he's not only getting the card from somebody; he's distributing these.
Yeah,
cards.
That's right.
And you know he's probably getting paid for it too.
Oh, Simpson. Why, yes. What? Three Cinemax and the West Coast Cinemax. Yes, this is OJ Simpson.
Wow.
Of course, I will be there in an hour.
Man, oh man!
I tell you what. Let's sign the deal at Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Very good. That's fantastic. OJ. And then I'll give you a moist towel.
OJ. Let's see. You remember that dumb show, Last Comic Standing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this was a show that actually free to watch. You know, there are some shows that girls watch, reality shows. Some reality shows guys watch.
Right.
There's some we watch.
I would think Last Comic Standing would be more of a guy show.
But I didn't like it. Free to for whatever. It's one of those things. If you catch a show and you watch it at the beginning, even
right.
if it's a bad reality show, you stick with it because you watch the first episode.
Right.
So she and I would go back and forth on this all the time. Like she would say I like it, and I would say I don't like it.
Right.
Drew Carey, who incidentally is just white hot.
Yeah.
He is as popular as ever.
On fire. Really.
And I, for one, I'm a TBS superstation. Running his show twice a day is a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
Run it all the time.
24/7.
Run it all the time. And to show how far they've fallen, have you seen the ad that has the guy? Remember the guy that was Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies movie,
yeah,
who was then on the Drew Carey show as,
yeah,
one of his friends?
Right. And he's been in commercials and things like that.
He is in a commercial now.
Dietrich Bader.
Yeah, and he has...
What,
like,
is the commercial? Because I saw it just the other day.
He's in an elevator. He doesn't even have a leading role in the commercial.
Isn't he in an elevator and all the hot women get on the elevator?
That's exactly
it. Yeah. Commercial.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Anyway, Drew Carey is hotter than this guy is. And apparently, here's the deal. When the show came up, Drew Carey was involved in the show Last Comic Standing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what he now says. And this is, I got this in the Hollywood Reporter.
Right.
So this is a quote from Drew Carey. The entire show was crooked and dishonest.
Hey.
Brett Butler, who can put a can of cat food under one of her breasts,
mm-hmm,
also says... Brett Butler says she was surprised and disappointed at the results, and she wants everyone to know that she had nothing to do with the results.
Hmm.
Questions were also raised about business ties.
What do you mean? Are they talking about the ethics of the show as far
they're
as
saying,
who won?
They're saying, yeah, that the people who run the show had already decided in advance
who was
going to win.
Mm-hmm. Very evil.
And some of the people that were chosen to be on the show,
yeah,
coincidentally, they were represented by or had ties to people that were the producers of the show.
What, now, who was the host? Was that Jay Moore that was the host of that show?
Yes. Let's see. Jay Moore, it says, played no role in choosing contestants. NBC says that Drew Carey and Brett Butler are saying, and also that awful guy, Anthony Clark. Now, is that the...
Yeah.
The guy like this, the gay guy that pretends to be straight on that show. Okay, that guy was also one of these judges, and they all say the same thing. It's hinky.
It's fixed.
The whole thing is hinky. Mm. And I guess the good
news... That's really, you know, and on a show like that where it's really, it's just like American Idol.
Right.
I mean, imagine that scandal if the same thing was alleged about American Idol. It would be a huge scandal.
Sure
well,
would. And it's not because nobody watched.
Nobody cares about it, so it won't be that big a deal, but
nobody
still think it stinks.
Now, here's something that I could share with you and tell you something about my routine with Rob, because I know that this fascinates you, the stuff that Rob and I talk about.
Privately.
On your princess phones?
Yes, on our princess phones. Mm-hmm.
When you're both calling each other and you're both lying on your stomachs, kicking your shins up and back of you crossed.
Yeah, and we have...
And wagging them back and forth as you play with the phone cord on your pink princess phone.
Yeah, and I'm always wearing a...
You're wearing capri
wrap.
Pants.
Yeah, and I have a wrap on my hair. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got a towel because you're fresh out of the shower.
Not me, though. I'm still wearing my poodle skirt.
We're both planning...
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
That's O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas, Virginia. Thank you.
So anyway...
Every 15, I do that.
I don't know if it was this week or last week. One day, Rob just calls me up and says, hey, did you read Dear Abby today? And I said, oh, not yet, because I haven't had my lunch yet.
Right.
He says, check out the third letter. Okay. I know.
Do you really say that? I mean, I know he says, have you read Dear Abby? He said, no, but I haven't had my lunch yet.
I said
you
that.
Talk to him like this? You would never say that to me.
Right.
We would never have a conversation where you would even bring that up. But yeah, I haven't had my lunch yet. But he's that familiar with your routine.
No, meaning, what I'm saying to him is meaning that no, I haven't, because when I have lunch, I read the part of the newspaper that's left over.
Oh, I see. The part you didn't get to at breakfast.
Correct, right. The part of the morning that, you know, I just skim through. Then I have lunch. I read the rest of the
Does he ask you what you're having for lunch after you say that?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, I'm just curious.
No, he doesn't.
You know that I'm the most curious about this. You know, I'm more curious than anybody.
And then I always say to him, well, you know, what are you wearing?
Mm-hmm.
He says
underneath or outerneath.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's something from Dear Abby. This is funny. This will never see the newspaper.
Okay.
So I want you to know this in advance. Are you familiar with an episode of The Simpsons where Marge Simpson, it's her birthday, and Homer, birthday or anniversary, I don't know, but Homer gets her a bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
As it turns out, she goes to the bowling alley.
Right.
And she almost has an affair with the guy who is her bowling instructor.
Okay.
Okay. Having said that, there's a letter that was going to be in Dear Abby on Monday.
Okay.
It's not going to get to the newspaper because somebody on Dear Abby watches The Simpsons.
So somebody took the whole storyline from The Simpsons and put it into
a
letter?
Now, the column has already been sent out to newspapers, but it was withheld.
because
somebody is trying to scam Dear Abby.
Right. In the column.
And who is Dear Abby now?
Because
Dear Abby and Ann Landers are both gone, right?
That's right. It's
Lost Perot.
Not even a relation anymore. But I have a breaking story.
Yes.
Tammy Sachs has had her baby.
Oh, good.
Tammy Sachs. Danielle is the name of the baby, a little girl.
That's wonderful. Congratulations,
our best
Tammy.
There you go, Tammy. And ahead of schedule, the child was not due until the 15th.
Wow.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Good news. And mama and baby are doing all right.
Could not be doing better.
Good,
Danielle Consigli.
That's excellent. Wonderful.
Congratulations, Tammy, and your husband, Joe. Well, very nice people. Very happy about that.
That's terrific news. Yeah. Congratulations, Tammy.
Tammy, do everything the right way. That means, you know, feed your baby the right way.
You know what I'm saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. I got my thoughts.
Yeah. That's right.
There's the bottle, and then there's the other way.
Not sure.
So here's the letter. The column that never made the newspaper on Monday. The column is titled, Wife Meets Perfect Match After Husband Strikes Out.
Mm.
So the letter, written to Dear Abby, says she's a 34-year-old mother of three. She's like Marge.
Mm-hmm.
She's been married for 10 years. To a greedy, selfish, inconsiderate, rude partner. Now, they don't use the names Marge and Homer.
Right. Did they put any other Simpsons references in there?
Yes. Now, Gene, Homer.
Okay, right.
Gene committed the unforgivable sin of giving his darling wife a bowling ball for her birthday. A bowling ball that was sized for his fingers and engraved with his name, which is the same thing Homer Simpson did.
Right.
Frustrated.
They tried to get it in there.
The person writing the letter decided to make the most of the situation and went to the local bowling alley. Little did she expect to find love, but as it turns out, a dashing suitor by the name of Franco. And I don't know what the name of the guy was on The Simpsons, but it sounds pretty similar.
Yeah.
And then she writes, and I'll use the name Homer now instead of Gene.
Okay.
Marge writes, I no longer love Homer. I want to divorce him and marry Franco. At the same time, I'm worried that Homer won't be able to move on with his life. I think that our three kids, again, you know, Bart, Maggie, and Lisa,
three kids,
will be devastated. What should I do? Now, before they told Dear Abby...
Did they respond?
That yes.
Okay.
That this they're being set up, and we have this from somebody in the newspaper industry, because it was supposed to be in Monday's episode
right.
of the newspaper.
Right.
Here's the response. To save the marriage, he might be willing to change back to the man who bowled you over in the first place.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
You know, I will give the late underground Dear Abby a little credit. She would have done better with that letter.
So anyway, they got the whole thing, and it's never going to be in the newspaper. But somebody out there...
A passionate Simpsons fan like you.
Can I just say to that person... I got a job for you as producer of our show. I seriously did.
Well, touche.
You know, and if one more person it comes up to me again and says, hey, I heard about what happened with Charlie resigning, you guys get a producer, how do I enter the contest?
It's not a contest.
When we said there would be a nationwide search,
yes.
What that means is that the company's going to be,
yeah.
you know, like doing stuff in the industry nationwide.
This isn't like winning a car.
No, we don't want one of you idiots in here, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like you. We need someone who's not like
it's
you.
It's not the contest.
Okay, I got to be fast. There are mistakes in, as Joe would say, The Passion of Christ. And now there, if you go to websites, you can find all of the things. Very simple.
Continuity error. In yeah. the movie.
Like, remember in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, that great scene when
it's the best continuity error ever.
He's pulling all the chains out of the basket in the back of his bike.
And you can see, because the camera was in the wrong spot, you can see underneath the chain that they had piled it up outside of the basket, and it was just going up from the floor.
Right, and well, here are the top two, and these are not jokes, these are the top two things people really think now. The one that people are noticing the most, the shot where the Romans are punching the nail through Jesus' left hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can see just behind the hand that's being nailed, the actor's real left hand.
Oh, that's bad.
So it's like it's superimposed.
Right.
They did an awful job.
Wow.
Also, let's see, when Mary is holding Jesus after he dies... You see him blinking a few times.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's not good.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, they're nitpicking, but...
Not good at all, but something to look for if you're that kind of person.
That's the deal.
And I am.
Jesus, do you care? Kevin Costner says he wants to run for politics, but he knows he's too wild.
Mm.
His past... Yeah, eat me. You know, just eat one.
Eat one, will you, please? And same to Jerry Seinfeld, who had a show. He was going to do a show in Spartanburg, North Carolina, South Carolina. Anyway, his son had taken a fall.
Oh, dear.
This is not...
This is Springer?
No, this, no, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Anyway, his kid fell down, and he canceled the show because of it.
Well, he's a nice guy.
And some people are saying, well, what's wrong with it? And Jerry's... is saying there's nothing wrong. The kid fell down.
He fell down. And then they say, well, he wanted to be a dad.
The kid fell down.
He'll be okay.
And when he showed,
he rushed back to the house and said, what's wrong with this kid?
What? Who are these people?
Who is this kid where he falls down?
Who are these people?
What's the deal with that?
Last thing. Talk to me. Tell me your name. Remember I told you about this guy, William Hung?
That he
had a real record deal?
No way. Like
he really does.
Yeah,
he has a recording contract with Fuse Records.
Tell me your sign.
She bangs. Will appear on his April 6th release.
I hate to bring this name up, but you know what? If a guy like that has a record deal, we have... I think talent on the hoof that we've had for a million years that ought to have a record deal.
And you're talking about Dennis?
I'm talking about Dennis Murphy.
Here's the thing, and Mike and I've had the same thought. This guy William Hung, compared to Dennis,
right?
He's like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you see,
the thing is
safe, and Dennis wouldn't be safe.
No, the thing is, first of all,
would you think they'd even give Dennis, because he has one hand and half a tongue, do you think they'd even give him an audition on American Idol?
No, I don't. I think that door is shut.
And I think that's completely unfair.
Yeah.
If William Hung, with absolutely zero talent, can get a record deal, why is Dennis Murray? It's because Dennis doesn't have a hand.
Anyway, the Hung man, the Hungster, the man of Hungster.
Also, Dennis may lack initiative.
The Hung guy is in Los Angeles recording his album and his video. And if you're wondering if they're serious, they gave him $25,000 just to start the whole process.
Wow.
So there you go. Go figure that.
It's not fair.
Go figure that.
And William Hung has lovely teeth.
And so does Dennis.
Dennis has dog teeth.
Oh,
come on, that's another reason Dennis will never get on TV.
Dog teeth.
He's got the dog teeth. Clear the line. Phone scan time. 877-365-3636. Hi, Dennis. Listen, call now. We'll take your calls on any topic. Okay, phone scan lies straight ahead.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Right.
So Mara's restaurant.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term Die Hard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Dude. Have I told you you're my favorite?
Weren't those guys in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Maha, Katie.
They cherish most of their listeners. Don and Mike.
Yeah, a little midget. Don't forget where you got your start, Katie Kirk. And I was going to say something about local TV, just
right.
Out of a phone scan. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching today with the breaking news
right.
That Malvo is guilty and they're going to fry him. Or shoot him up, whatever it is, they're going to kill him.
John Alvin Muhammad. Yeah.
That's right. This is great news because he terrorized the Washington area with the...
Right. We were right in the middle of that.
The Beltway Sniper.
Right.
So... here's the problem the stations have, that they've all decided one by one, I'm watching the domino effect, that Channel 7 cuts into The View, and then Channel 9 cuts into Price is Right, and Channel 4 cuts into Ellen DeGeneres, and
CNN, I was watching CNN, they were interviewing Lou Diamond Phillips about celebrity poker, and they interrupted him.
Wow. On Channel 5, it was Texas Justice. All the local stations went for the coverage.
Sure. You know, what I like is that you know this off the top of your head.
What, the daytime lineup?
You got me with Texas Justice.
Sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
actually,
you bought some time with Texas Judge?
No, actually, that may be at 9 a.m.
Okay.
At 11 a.m., I'm not sure what they're running for. Whatever they were, it's some Judge Mathis.
I think, don't you find Texas Justice to be the weakest of the shows?
Mm.
Of the court shows?
I find
judge shows?
Judge Mathis to be the weakest.
You don't like Judge Mathis?
I do not.
I like Judge Mathis as a person. I don't like that Texas Justice.
I like his commercials where he dances.
Yeah, that's what I like.
He reminds me of the Edo dancers.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know who I really love is Judge Reinhold.
He's fantastic.
but hold on. Here's the thing about this. So they go on with the announcement that the guy's guilty and they're going to kill him.
Right.
Well, that's great. Now, all the reporters start doing their reports. And one by one, members of the victims' families, people who were killed by this guy, they're coming up and they're making statements.
Ah.
Well, the Beltway sniper killed over 20 people.
Yeah.
You know, and you're talking about family members that all the people that were there for this trial today, the people that are going to get up and speak, numbering into possibly the hundreds. And I didn't have time to see exactly how they did it, but each station, I guess you got the point when you're into that, when they say, okay, we got to get out of this somehow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, like, one person would be up there speaking from the heart, talking about, oh, I can't do this with this music, talking about saying, you know, no one will know what my mother really meant to me.
Right,
that,
right.
Blah, 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 with the sniper, we'll be glad that justice was served. Then the reporter would go, that was Marge Simpson. A very, very tough day. And before he could get the out, the next person would come up and go, hi, my name is John Frayling, and I really get... And the problem that TV people had was, it's like the Oscars.
Right.
They want to give them the airtime, but at some point, when it gets to be like the fifth person in a row...
They realize they're kind of in a trap, right?
Yeah, and I didn't see how any of them... got out of it. All I know is
I would
that
think in this market they would probably stick with it for a while.
They didn't. Yeah. The first to drop out was Channel 4.
Really?
They went back to the show called Starting Over.
Oh my God!
Then
wow.
Channel 9 went back to The Young and the Restless, and the only station that stayed with it was Channel 5, the Fox station.
Really? And they should have stayed with it. I mean, in this market, I mean, this is where it all happened.
Well, anyway, just it, weird. These dumb reporters don't even have the decorum to, you know, you could say to the audience, hey, this is a tough, trying time for these people. We'd like to give them all airtime. We don't have time for everybody. We hope you've enjoyed this sample. Instead, what it would be, as soon as the person gets done, the guy's so busy wanting to rap, this is Gary Reels in front of the courthouse where Muhammad was found guilty. All of the family members, JC, all I can say is that this is one.
Hi, I'm Fred and my brother. And then, you know,
then the reporter just has to like stand there and let the person do the talking.
And there's no orchestra to play them out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and TV, when TV gets awkward.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. When TV realizes we have to get back to rank of that program.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, phone scan. Hi. What am I doing here? Once again, I've got to say, it's not you. It's me. It's not me. It's you. You know what I mean? I was there.
Well, the caller was at fault.
He was. Right. It was his fault, not mine. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Howdy. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hey, I just wondered, since you know so much about the daytime lineup, what time Montel comes on?
It depends what market you're calling from.
It's different area.
It doesn't matter. I'm actually in D.C.,
Montel is 10 o'clock on Channel 9.
Oh, damn. I missed it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm not sure what the point of that call was.
Scary
or whether he was sincere in wanting to know when Montel comes
on. I'm scary smart, and I think perhaps he was looking for an actual... He wasn't like you trying to challenge me.
He was actually trying to
find out... What time does Montel come on?
So he could plan his day tomorrow.
So he could smoke a joint.
And watch in bed with his girlfriend.
And then kill his wife.
Yes.
Or have her kill him.
Right.
And you never know how it turns out.
Well, he'll try to kill her, and then she'll kill him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right. He'll fire a shot at her.
After he throws a brick at her.
Hello.
Hope she calls.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Like Paulie Walnuts did.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Hi, we're great.
Don? Yeah, I got a celebrity...
Hold on a second, sir.
Hey, Paulie.
Don?
Yeah?
Actually, it was Christopher that threw the brick. I put the cap in his ass.
Hey, Paulie?
Yeah?
I am tired of paying every time we go out.
Look, Chrissy, we'll put that behind us. Is that all right with you? I was the guy that shot him. Let's put this behind us. Okay?
Okay, Paulie.
Okay, Christopher.
Anyway, are you there?
I am. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a celebrity sighting. I was in...
Hold on. Here we go again interrupting. Sorry about this, but it's what we do. Only if you mentioned our names to the celebrity, did you?
I did. And they knew you. It was George Clooney.
Oh, you're lying.
Come on.
Come on, you're such a liar.
I swear to God, I was at Oceanside Casino outside San Diego, and we were playing cards. It was a 10-20 hold'em game.
I don't even think that there is such a place in San... Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, there might be, but it's a real high roller place.
It's called Ocean's 11.
I don't know if...
Come on. You're lying.
I don't know if I believe you.
I swear to God, his comment was, when I asked him if you know Don and Mike, I'm from D.C., he says, yeah, they're the guys who always have the sex trivia quiz.
That's right. That's exactly what George Clooney said.
Yeah, with a big grin.
That's what he said.
Those are the guys. Then he went and he ate a big chocolate pie a mile wide.
Come on.
That's what he said.
Liar.
He said, I die to like that. I like them so bad. They used to do the sex quiz.
The sex trivia quiz.
Sex trivia quiz. Where's my pie? Oh, come on. You did not beat George Clooney.
I absolutely did. No lie.
Fess up, but you didn't say that to him.
I did. I asked him if he knew you guys, and that's the first thing out of his mouth. And then it carried on, that you guys were still on the air, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, stop. Come on. You're get out of here. You're lying.
You're full of it.
You know, it's very important to us when people lie, and we know they're lying, that they admit they're lying.
There's a better chance that somebody calls up and says they were talking to Rosemary Clooney, and she said that, and we believe it. And do you get what I'm saying? She's dead.
She's on the other side of the dirt.
We'd believe it that a dead woman said it before we believe George Clooney said it.
Now, come on, end this the right way and admit to your lying.
It is the honest to God truth.
All right.
Don't worry with us.
You're going down then. All right.
All right. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
You know, liars never admit to it.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good
show.
Ones don't.
God.
Hi there. Hi, Don and Mike. Hi.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
But he was a bad one, Buzz.
Yeah, well, I think so, yeah.
I mean, we all knew he was
not
lying.
Not plausible.
Unless he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mike.
Possible. Yes, sir.
Hey, little advice for your bar.
Thanks. Yeah.
Look around. I used to work for a company called... Hey, Mike, you there?
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Hello,
anyway,
sir. Yeah, yes, sir.
Anyway, I work for a company called...
Hello?
Are you there?
We lost
sir. We lost that call.
Oh, what a...
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Right.
I was calling to congratulate Mike on the Reach Around Cafe.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
Did some guy call and say that yesterday?
Yeah, it's another original idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Yeah. Hello.
The radio gods.
And I want to tell you, my friend, you're missing valuable advertising here.
I know.
And I throw the... Who has the address?
The Center Street, Old Town Manassas, O'Mara's...
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
O'Mara's Pub and Restaurant.
Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, radio gods. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, my mother wanted me to ask you guys a question.
That's always a good start.
Yeah. Well, no, she needs some advice on what to do in the afternoons now that you guys have gone PG and she doesn't have to sit and monitor your show so that I don't hear anything bad anymore.
Oh, how old are you?
Oh, me, I'm 35.
Excuse me. What kind of a less than manly man are you?
Wuss.
What kind of a wuss are you?
You're 34 and your mother monitors your radio listening?
Yeah, I'm whipped, eh?
Well, I would say...
Yeah, but your mommy whipped, though. Are you whipped and Canadian?
Is this AJ from The Sopranos? What about the other night with that bear?
Mommy!
Mommy!
Is this George Clooney?
No, you guys maybe should come up with one of them fancy sayings like
that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send your mother a dozen pussy willows.
There you go.
Because I love you.
Lovely.
I love you, you dope. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I had a question for Mike about the bar.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
That's the one. I know you're a big Red Sox fan, so are you going to be pumping in DirecTV Red Sox games?
And yes.
If so, are you going to OJ for the dish?
That's pretty good.
I like that one.
That's good. You're a good caller.
That is a good one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's happening, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
When they finally turn it into Bible study on weekdays.
When they what?
When the SEC finally turns you guys into Bible study on weekdays.
Okay, come on. Would you knock it off with
it? Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Listen, there will never be an FCC regulation that stops us from telling you that we have the dumbest callers in the world that call this show.
And we love them.
Yeah.
We really do. We wouldn't change them.
Really.
It's endearing.
You're just idiots.
Absolutely. You know,
not all of you.
Like a sibling, though, you know, that you have horrible fights with.
Uh-huh. No, he's not retarded.
You love him, but there are days that it's like, shut up.
And there will be no amount of fining. Imagine that.
They finally turned your show into a Bible study.
That'll be the day we pass. pack it up. The day that we get $3 million in fine for telling some guy he's an idiot.
Yeah, and no way. I mean, we will always reserve that right.
Yeah.
That's where we draw the line.
That's America.
We'll take the excrement and the sex out.
Here's the weird thing, though. The way it's going, the direction it's heading in, it'll be a certain point when you call somebody an idiot and you might go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah.
But you won't have to worry about it.
Right.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
That's right. I've got that windfall to fall back on.
Hello. Mike Show. Found money.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes. For the third time, yes, it's us. Hi there.
Hey, I heard about the Dear Abby and the Simpsons.
Great, I heard it too.
I just got to tell you, I live in a small town out west that has a local radio station that reads the Lost and Found, that you can input Lost and Found off the web. They read it on the air twice an hour.
Uh-huh.
Well,
and this has to do with us, Hal. I'm leaving you on because I'm sure it's got to be a great end to this story.
Well, my friends and I got drunk one night on the web.
All right, let me just say, the story's already getting better.
You pulled a prank on the Lost and Found. Wait, get to the point. What was it?
You didn't really have to tell us the stuff about Dear Abby.
Well, Amanda Hug and Kiss and Ollie to Booger lost things and got read over the air. I thought it was humorous, but...
Right.
All right, well, you're having fun with your friends, and I thought it was a lovely story.
That's you great. Told it so well.
With such enthusiasm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, listen, Mike, two things. You're going to have mead and cannolis at your...
Look around, Cafe.
Have what and cannolis?
You can have some fresh mead. Mead.
Mead.
Drink your mead.
Remember that from Iceland? You know, that's on a separate menu. It's the special mead and cannoli menu.
Well, if you want, Mike, I mean, I'll bring it down for you from New York. I mean, that's not a problem.
That would be wonderful.
For you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
New York mead.
Hello.
You know who that was?
Who?
That was Richard, our driver.
Oh, mead and cannolis.
Ah.
What was that band that he traveled with?
Oh, Richard Blackmore's Night.
That's Richie Blackmore.
Oh, I'm
Richie Blackmore.
God, it's that high.
Sorry,
Richie
Richard.
Blackmore's Rainbow. Well, hey, Richard, you got to say who you are.
Yeah, call back.
Hello.
Sometime. Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi, you're on the air.
Just love your show, and that's all I had to say.
Thank you. Appreciate that, my friend. Hello, Donna.
That was Patrick Bateman.
Hey, Whale or Busto guy.
Right on.
Hey, I got a celebrity sighting, and I did mention your name. I've been trying to get on for a couple weeks now.
All right, beautiful. Who was it? What did you say?
It was Rosie O'Donnell. After she got married, ran up to her and said, "Hey, Don and Mike, they want to know, instead of a marriage license, what you need, a liquor license?"
Hey, listen, you're the last caller.
Yeah.
All
right home.
And you've won a $50 gift certificate to Applebee's. You don't have to settle for fast food. Applebee's Carside to Go. Now available at your neighborhood Applebee's. Thank you, I think, for calling the show.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Right on.
And, I thought it was worked in well enough where we ignored the violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, about telling jokes. Yeah.
Exactly. He wove it into the fabric of the phone scam.
He did a pretty good job with it.
And I think he gets a free pass on
that. I mean, listen, he's an idiot.
Right.
But of all the idiots that called today,
he was less of an idiot than the other idiot.
Yeah. That's
bingo.
Best idiot of the day on the Don and Mike Show. Oh, la 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 la, $3 million salary cap. La 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 la. FCC is crazy. FCC is crazy. Buzz?
Yes.
Please, what's the news? What's the news today?
Today's lead story.
What's the lead story?
The Sopranos gets whacked in the ratings.
Yes, I heard that.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
we didn't hit that today.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
So your lead story, I understand, it's something about
The Sopranos.
The Sopranos.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I was very. Oh, and listen, I forgot to ask, at your place. Do you serve?
Bacardi Limon.
Yeah. It's right up there.
Wow.
It's right up there.
This is very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this is
the coolest European lingerie model party I've ever been to.
I know. Let's get a drink. They have our favorite, Bacardi rum.
Gorgeous Tiffany.
Bacardi limo. Oh,
what about our figures? We are supermodels. People look up to us because they'll never be able to look like us.
Okay, lighten up, fabulous Heather.
I'm getting us Bacardi and Diet Cola.
Bacardi limo.
There's zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 66 calories.
No way. Zero carbs, zero sugar.
Yeah.
They're totally my dress size.
I know. And only 66 calories.
Plus, it tastes so super duper yummy.
So we can party tonight, but when we wake up tomorrow, we won't feel guilty about what we did last
Bacardi
night.
Limo.
Tonight. Ow. Okay, that hurt my brain.
Get it together, stunning Tiffany. And let's get a couple of Bacardi and Diet Colas.
Hey, do you want a splitty cashew?
If it's unsalted.
Bacardi limo. Bacardi and Diet Cola. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and just 66 calories. Who knew? Based on 1 ounce of Bacardi Superior Rum and 1 6-ounce serving of the leading national diet cola brand. Always drink responsibly. Bacardi is a registered trademark of Bacardi and Company Limited. Copyright 2004 Bacardi USA Inc. Miami, Florida. Rum 40%.
The Donna and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you know, we didn't have time to play a game today, and we'll play a game tomorrow.
Very good.
Either a new one or an old one that we can still get away with. I'm thinking, I'd love to do the phone booth city versus city tomorrow to see who's listening in, and get the winning city to scream, eat one FCC.
Yeah!
Eat one. Go ahead, eat one.
Go on.
Eat it. That's tomorrow. Time for Buzz right now.
Yeah.
A Buzz is news brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 try. VMAX. I know the topic is the Sopranos.
Yes.
Tony?
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Robert.
After 15 months, The Sopranos returned, but a sizable chunk of the audience did not.
I think you overreacted.
You think so?
Yeah.
One out of four people who watched last season's premiere didn't watch Sunday's premiere for this season.
I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
And 25% is a big drop. In this case, it's over 3 million people.
I don't think you're getting my drift.
I think what I'm saying is
you got to make this mountain disappear. If you know what I mean, Burbank.
I'll do the best I can.
Hey, how about that Melfi?
Hey, yeah.
How about you, Tony, with Melfi?
Oh, man, yeah. But you know what? She turned me down, and I called her a name.
You did. And I got to say, when you called her that name, I laughed maybe the hardest I've laughed at television in a long time.
I was her Prince of Tide.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you. And I heard the story, too. The ratings are not as great. I'm not surprised because they didn't turn up the hype machine.
No, they didn't.
As much as HBO normally does.
True. Yeah, and it was even beaten by Law and Order in the ratings. Now, having the premiere in March this time, as opposed to September last time, might account for some of the difference. And HBO no longer gets credit for the people watching all of its channels as it did before. Each channel now counted individually. I didn't know it wasn't before.
Well, that's ridiculous.
So you mean HBO 1, HBO 2, HBO... Previous credit for a given hour, like the hour that The Sopranos were on, HBO would get credit for all the people watching all of its channels, just the channel carrying The Sopranos.
HBO Family, HBO 2, HBO 3...
Spanish, High Def, all of those, yes.
And even if the channel wasn't running The Sopranos?
Even if the channel wasn't running The Sopranos.
Well, then that's fair. I mean, come on.
But HBO does show The Sopranos on two channels.
Yes. So there's
one is Letterboxd and one isn't, or at least that's the way it was.
Okay, very clever. You want a gold star for that?
Do you know what?
What?
You're like family to me. You're like my friend.
Your friends came back home.
They did.
But where were the other viewers?
I called everybody I know.
I know where they were.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Hey, come on. That's O'Mara's Pub in Old Town at Manassas. A wonderful dining establishment.
Analysts keep coming back to that 15-month absence as a reason for the lower audience as well.
Yeah, make that mountain go away.
I will. There it is.
Oh, what's this, Law and Order?
The show that beat
Hey, that is a good theme
Sunday.
Song.
Yeah. It is.
And,
that's a great theme
and
song.
And to show you, in this age when you don't really have theme songs for TV shows,
True.
That was like Stump the Stoop. I got it right after...
bum, 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 bum.
I wish that, you know, and Rob, I think you've told me that is a good, or you said it, that's just a good show.
It
Law,
is.
Law and Order. I ought to watch it more because I've never been disappointed when I've watched it.
I like Law and Order and I like one of the SUVs.
Special Victims SVU?
There's one of the SUVs that I like and one that I don't.
Well, you like the Yukon, right?
Yes, I do.
Like the Expedition?
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one I don't like? The one that's on Sunday night. But they both have a guy and a girl.
Right.
The girl who's...
You like the one with Vincent G. Gianofrio, I think that's his name?
No, I don't...
Who's Private Pyle? You like the one with Private Pyle?
No, he is, incidentally. Yeah, no, I like the one with the guy with the bad hair plugs.
I thought you liked the one with Ice-T.
That's the one with the guy with the bad hair.
You don't like the one with the black John Cusack.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Correct.
That's the SVU, I think.
No, that's the normal one with Jerry. What's his name?
Orbach. But there's two SVUs.
The original.
I like the SVU that's on during the week and also Saturday night. Those are the ones that I dig.
Well,
you like the one with Ice-T?
Yeah.
What you have a beer? You know where I could have that beer?
Where?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, that's a good joint.
Or tea. In most ways, this has not been a great year for CBS and all things Viacom. The latest has the Dish Network, also known as EchoStar, dropping the entire Viacom lineup.
Oh, and listen, this is something.
You know,
I wasn't doing an impression there.
I know.
If I was watching something on some channel,
mm-hmm.
and I get DirecTV, not this network.
As do I.
But they're running a crawl on the bottom of the screen saying, attention, Dish, Star, and whatever it is, customers, you're about to lose Nickelodeon, Nick at Night,
MTV,
TV Land, MTV, VH1.
That's amazing they can drop that much, plus the network programming. That's ridiculous.
All of it. And just to name a few, 10 channels in all, really. They've all vanished from the Dish Network. And EchoStar and Viacom are fighting over money. The Dish people say Viacom's demanding a rate increase 4 times as big as the other program providers. Viacom says we're talking about 6 cents a month per subscriber, for a company that just raised its bill by $3 a month. Viacom says it's dismayed and disappointed. It's recommending that Dish Network subscribers switch to another company.
See, here's the thing when they get down to, and I really can't speak objectively about this because I buy all the channels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky, I just buy them all.
Right.
But when I see the ads where they say, you know, get the Discovery Channel, only 6 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easy when you got 100 channels, you're looking like it. It's like when they say, buy a new car and it's only $5 a day.
Right.
It's really, and you know what? It's
impossible.
And it's so exorbitant, what we're paying now.
Yeah.
Both on the Dish and cable systems, it's out of control.
And DirecTV is going up too, as I understand.
It's really nuts. I mean, it is really becoming insane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes you want to just crawl up on the roof and put rabbit ears up again.
Well, the only reason I have DirecTV is for the NFL.
Right.
Because all of the other stuff I could get from digital cable, mm-hmm. or I could get from one of these other, you know, numbskulls, one of these other for cockamamie cable companies.
Well, we now know what ABC was so nervous about last week when it totally darkened 6 seconds of NYPD Blue. The segment in question aired at just before 11 p.m. Eastern Time, long after the kiddies at least should have been in bed. It was a semi-nude love scene between two of the more attractive characters on the show. And one of those characters is not happy about the censorship. Quoting S.A. Morales, you can show a man getting his head blown off, but you can't show a man getting expletive. That's right.
And then, welcome to...
Mm-hmm.
The FCC's double standard.
Right.
Yes, perfectly acceptable to see somebody get their head, their arm, their leg blown off.
Right, and you know, I'm sorry, but I think you got some fault, really, lies with these corporations as well. I hate to say that, you know, I mean, somebody's got to make a fist at a certain point, right? You know, not the little guys, the guys with the pockets.
Oh, there's no way he could do that on TV.
If somebody make a fist?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
I mean, that'd have to
well,
be
it depends on what channel.
Pay-per-view.
596.
Yeah. Morales continues, it's sad. Instead of building our infrastructure, figuring out how to get more books into kids' minds, we're having fights about Janet Jackson's breast. The same mentality, by the way, also cut a recent medical scene out of ER.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. I mean, this is so obscuring what's really important
in the
world and in this country.
And maybe that's the idea.
And, mm-hmm. and if one more person comes up to me and says, I know I said it yesterday, I'm sorry, says, hey, this is all going to blow over real fast.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I heard Howard say this morning that he found out that the fines aren't going to be leveled because of the election. I said to this person, Well, it's the first Howard's doing a show, okay? Right. I don't doubt the seriousness of what's going on, but you got to know, this is not something that just blows over.
No,
this
no.
is not something. Hey, listen, today,
it's still building.
The news today, they're right. having more of these witch hunt hearings, and I'm not kidding. They announced today that they think they're going to put a salary cap, meaning that the most a station could be fined per day is $3 million. And again, for the last time, the infractions come from a rule book that's non-existent.
That is the craziest thing of all.
The radio stations, the television stations don't know. I mean, yes.
That's the thing. Nobody wants to tackle that issue. Mm-hmm.
There's common sense things about indecency, but even on the common sense things.
Right.
Well, what about innuendo? What about what I find to be obscene? Mike might not, right. or Buzz might not. Right. So, hey, government, being as you're going to ruin our industry, why don't you give us a hand?
Yeah,
why don't
no, they won't.
Tell us? Just come out and tell us.
Because that's the hard part.
What's right. bad? What's indecent? And they can't tell you because indecency is to one person what it is to another person.
Right.
But they sure can sit up there high and mighty, all of them just waiting their chance to jump into the coffin. But before they get in there and take the dirt nap,
right.
they want to make sure that they screw up our system. But because we care about the radio stations, we're going to go like to an NFL salary cap. The most you can be fined any day for a radio station is $3 million.
It's insane. Thank God there's a limit.
Thanks. Thanks for helping out.
Right. The guy who played Eldon, the live-in painter on Murphy Brown, is dead. Robert Pastorelli was found in his home next to some drug paraphernalia. He was 49 years old.
Please, I am supposed to take that seriously?
You know, it's funny, when you hear that now, you hear it's found next to some drug paraphernalia, I immediately think CSI now, because mm-hmm. it's, you know, was it set up to make it look like he was overdosing,
right.
or what
fair,
was it?
Fair question.
And he, I think more famous than on that dumb show Murphy Brown was that dumb Arnold movie, Eraser.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's the right. guy that, the mob guy that Arnold helps, he helps hide his identity,
mm-hmm. right?
And then later in the movie, the guy's working in a gay bar. And,
yep.
and,
mm-hmm.
and,
yeah,
and,
right. good actor. And very good actor.
Yeah, very
yes,
good.
He is. Was.
Should a company get sued for not warning people that it makes something that other people would want to steal?
Again, now...
This seems related, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is. It is indeed.
Yeah, Buzz, yeah, the answer is
mm-hmm.
yes.
New Jersey officials have ruled that it's Nissan's fault for not telling its
right.
Maxima buyers that someone might want to steal the fancy headlights.
Right, that's right.
The state's also ruled that Nissan is liable for not telling its customers that a security kit for the lights were available, even though Nissan was already doing
right,
that
Buzz,
when the ruling
right.
was issued.
That's right, it's Nissan's fault, Buzz.
The state says Nissan did too little too late. And
yes.
that ruling leaves Nissan allegedly in violation of the state's Consumer
Violation.
Fraud Act.
Wow.
Violation.
Hey, aren't headlights on automobiles like Porsches and stuff, aren't they incredibly popular now with thieves?
Very popular, very expensive, and yeah, they're getting stolen a lot. The xenon headlights,
I mean,
they're bluish.
Headlights, if
yeah.
you've got a fancy car with great headlights, be ye prepared.
They don't steal them in Iceland, though.
Right, oh, I get it, because it's never dark there.
It's light all the way. We were there last year. It's dark all year. All day.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But if you've got a minute, you can earn a dollar. If you can keep them on the line for an hour, you're making $60 an hour. With the new crackdowns on telemarketers, they're now paying people to listen to them. A dollar a minute. Colleen Nelson of San Antonio, Texas, has just taken herself off the do not call list. She signed up instead with a website called AdNoodle.com. She says she was looking for a way to stay home with her kids and still earn a little Chuck E. Cheese money. Quoting her, I thought I'd never get them to stop calling. Now I'm saying, okay, go ahead and call.
Set it and forget it.
She just got to sit there and listen to their spiel for a minute?
Right, a dollar a minute.
For a dollar?
A dollar a minute. And then there's a test question at the end to make sure that you were really listening.
Oh, that stinks. See, that part stinks.
Yeah. Do you know, I bought the Paul Popeil Ron Popeil.
Yeah.
Rotisserie oven
right.
Today, and during their spiel, once they get you,
uh-huh.
you buy the oven, and they throw in all this stuff for free. Then
they
want to tack on all this stuff. You
right.
know, one of the things they tried to sell me,
what?
I bought one of those rotisserie ovens. Uh-huh. Set it and forget it, right?
Right.
They tried to sell me health insurance. You're
wow.
kidding me,
really?
Frank. What
wow.
is going on?
Well, it could explode.
Health insurance. God. Please.
A cold-hearted, cutthroat corporate tip of the cap to Kraft Foods today. For laying off thousands of people, then giving its executives $10 million in bonuses.
Half Kraft baby marshmallows, add sardines, maple syrup, just a dash of cayenne pepper, and instantly a delicious dinner from Kraft.
Hi, this is Bob Kraft. Mel Comison, please. Yes, hi. Yes, my son's a big fan of that shock disc jockey, the one that looks like Big Bird. Would you bring him to dinner?
Do you think we're talking about the same company?
I've often wondered that.
No.
Bob Kraft of the New England Patriots?
No relation whatsoever.
Well, I take it back then.
Zero.
I'm sorry.
You thought it was the Kraft Foods fortune?
So did I.
This is Robert Kraft. No. Apparently, I have nothing to do with
absolutely nothing.
The big blue box, the macaroni and cheese, and Chef Boyardee's, and everything else.
I forgot what the company is, but it's nothing to do with the Kraft Foods.
Robert Kraft ran the techno band Kraftwerk, is what he did.
Oh, Autobahn. fun on the Autobahn. God. Wow.
After her
Kraftwerk.
After her demotion, one of the CEOs...
Spell it. Spell the name of the band.
Oh, Ricky Kraftwerk.
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 Okay.
Chairman.
Einen Kraftwerk.
After her demotion, one of the CEOs at Kraft got a $3.5 million bonus. So while the suits at Kraft are putting on the Ritz, thousands of people can't even make that cracker anymore, or marshmallows, or Miracle Whip, or Maxwell House coffee. Like a knife through Velveeta, the company cut 6,000 jobs and closed 20 factories to increase profit.
Oh, man. This is Robert Kraft. As it turns out, I have nothing to do with the Kraft Food Company, but I'd like to have the shock disc jockey come to dinner with my son. What? You can't? Who? What are their names? Don and Mike? What? Do they do the dirty stuff? Well, no. Why would my son like them, then? No, forget it. What do you mean? Hold on. Wait just a moment. Let me explain this. Explain this. You have zero tolerance. You have the guy who does the show in the morning. My son loves him, and he has lesbians and sex and farts. And the guys in the afternoon, that's a double standard.
I don't understand. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Can these other guys, Dan and Mark, Don and Mike,
yeah.
Can they come to my son's party and, like, DJ?
I'll get them a jersey.
Can they play Euro dance music? Hello, Mel? Hello?
From Kraftwerk?
Plus, we got a break.
All right.
We got a break. What's next?
Up next, Congress moves to protect Mickey D's.
Fantastic.
There they are.
Them they help. Them they help. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We listen to the show tomorrow, next day, sometime this week. Oh, we'll be in Vegas Friday.
Vegas!
Broadcasting live from Mandalay Bay. You listen to us in Las Vegas. Come on by. We'd love to see you at Mandalay Bay. Later this week on the show, we're giving away dinners to Hooters and tickets to see Ozzy in Ozfest, plus dinner at Hooters and tickets to see Britney Spears and her In the Zone tour. The tickets courtesy of Hooters. Check out the new menu items at Hooters. QR4, the common restaurant. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations. Go to NissanPavilion.com. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Congress is ready to tell fat Americans it's your fault and you can't blame the fast food folks. This week,
they just keep giving us good news.
They keep giving. This week, the House is expected to okay what's being called the cheeseburger bill. It would leave fast food companies blameless and unsuable over obesity.
See, now this...
That's good. That's a good law.
Right. I'm cool with this, but it's just too much government
priority.
Yeah,
why do we even need a law like that?
Even when they're doing something that makes sense, that you don't want a fat person to sue McDonald's because nobody forced them to go in and buy the food.
Does it happen that often that fat people sue fast food chains?
There have been a string of lawsuits, a dozen, over the last couple of years.
You know, I really think in that case you just let the judges throw them out.
Yeah.
What if I got my suit in before the law was passed?
Rob.
There's a $3 million cap on those lawsuits now.
That's right.
That'd be plenty. That'd buy a lot of pie.
You know, too much government.
Yeah.
Too much
government.
Critics say these companies market their products in a way that drives up health care costs by promoting foods and portions that cause obesity, diabetes, and heart disease.
Yeah, that too much government thing. Don't worry about that. They're not saying that up in Alaska when they're getting ready to drill for oil.
Right.
There's a government just goes away when that. Well, you know, if you're going to wreck the environment, hey, go ahead. Rock
right,
and roll.
Right. Teenage obese.
But I mean, don't eat a hamburger. Oh, yes, sir.
You're on your own.
Don't do anything bad on the radio.
I'm going to tell you that. Yes, radio guys, we're all over you. Yeah.
NYPD Blue, turn that down tonight.
Yeah, there's the problem.
Turn that down tonight.
Teenage obesity rates have tripled in recent years, and about a third of all American adults are overweight. The Republican sponsoring the bill
get
says...
Get to know Charlie.
The Republican sponsoring the bill says lawsuits won't make anyone thinner.
Look at this stomach. I'll sue. I'll sue.
Why will you sue, Charlie?
Because I'm fat.
But you're fat because you go to McDonald's and eat bad food all the time.
All right.
And the Republican leader in the House says... This is all about personal responsibility.
Hi, Joe Coyne. This is Charlie. Sue them. Right now. All of them.
But
Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
Wendy's.
Right.
McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Burger King. Hardee's. Roy Rogers. Pizza Hut. All of them.
What about your favorite? Did you love Checkers?
Checkers. No, we'll let them slide. Let Checkers off the hook.
And you don't have to go any further than the McDonald's website to see that some of their new healthy salads have more fat than some of their hamburgers.
It's all the dressing, right, Buzz?
Right. The new Caesar salad with chicken premier, for example.
Or as I like to say, the good stuff.
Contains 18 grams of fat, while the standard cheeseburger contains 11 and a half.
Bring it on.
The website urges customers to choose their own salad, quote, to match your diet and lifestyle.
What sweet irony.
Isn't it? How can California ever avoid electing another muscle-headed movie star to its chief executive office?
Don't know.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's good.
This will surely help. It's the new proposal to lower the state's voting age to 14. This is very good news in case Ashton Kutcher's planning on running for office.
This is too funny.
Oh, my God.
The idea has been proposed by four of California's Democratic lawmakers who say...
I know that you guys don't want to hear me scream, but really, has anybody listened to the news the Buzz has presented today?
Yeah.
What is wrong with this friggin' country?
That's the question.
14-year-olds, go ahead and vote. Fat people... Sue McDonald's because you put the fat food down your throat. Disc jockeys, say a bad word. We're going to fine you $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus! Really?
Right.
This is not.
This might be the big one.
I think so.
Are you all right?
Not the big one.
This is
nuts.
Get the restraints.
Slightly purpled.
Get the restraints.
No.
Are you okay? Like,
see, you don't know what a showman I am.
I know.
No, we do.
I was worried about that vein.
Still.
You don't know what a showman I am.
You commit so greatly.
And if you feel like I do about these events, then join me at the Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe.
Next Wednesday for my grand opening.
That's, of course, O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas.
We're having the meeting.
And thank you for that, Don.
The sponsors of this under 14 of this 14-year-old vote say that under 18 votes would be counted as a quarter of a vote apiece. But that'll help the vote counting process.
All right, throw that out.
They say the idea is to get young people interested in the political process.
God. Yes, Charlie.
It's a good idea.
I know it is.
You're wrong, Don. You're wrong.
I'm totally wrong. I understand that, Charlie.
Thank you.
I'm wrong about everything.
Thanks a lot.
I'm wrong about everything.
No, you're not.
Find disc jockey. No. Find TV stations. No. Let fat people sue McDonald's.
You're not wrong.
There's only one thing you're not wrong about.
What's that, Charlie?
The Look Around Cafe.
Get to know Charlie.
I vote for Jim Belushi.
And we're not through with the craziness yet. A retired Catholic priest in Alaska has said an amazing thing. He says the abuse by another priest on Eskimo boys won't have much effect on the victims because their culture is, quote, fairly loose on sexual matters.
Hey, you know the dads up there. You know they're going. They're going for the vote. The NASCAR dads,
right?
Up there, they're going for the Eskimo pops.
77-year-old Reverend William Loyens is a Jesuit priest and holds a doctorate in cultural anthropology. He says he was commenting on a lawsuit by eight men who say they were abused as boys by the priest in their Western Alaskan villages. Speaking as an anthropologist, Loyans testified that he'd seen an Eskimo mother tickling her baby in a way the rest of us would find very inappropriate. But quoting him, the little boy was enjoying this immensely.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy on a million levels.
Elvis Death Day shows.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember that? Oh, mm-hmm. Mama. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Just remember this. Whatever you're doing up there in Alaska, don't break the seal.
Yeah.
Don't break the seal. You know, we need those animals. Don't break our seals.
That's absolutely right.
Don't break the seal.
You would think that if anyone knew how to drop and roll, it'd be Britney Spears. But she of the drunken wedding panicked when her hair caught fire at a Hollywood spa this week. She'd flung her artificial golden locks across...
She's gone!
No, she's still with us.
Oh.
But she'd flung her artificial locks across an exposed candle flame, and guess what? Extensions make great kindling.
Well, now, why doesn't she sue them?
Word is...
Or even better, why don't we have a law saying that people who have extensions in their hair have the right to sue if their hair catches on fire?
No, they calmed her down. You know how they do that? They gave her a burger.
Word is, Britney screamed...
It was a priest that gave her the burger.
She screamed and danced...
An Eskimo priest.
She screamed and danced frantically around the salon. A masseuse put out the fire, not with a hose, but by dousing her with a big bucket of water. That was
when,
Britney
when
going
she,
by.
When she was dancing, and she was up, do you think she was doing that? And it's a visual thing.
Hair's on fire.
You know that move that she makes, that like half punch move, especially when she's wearing the red outfit, like that. Baby, hit me. Well, it's on fire. My hair's on fire. Yeah. You think her arms were doing
that?
On fire.
That choreography is a
some
part
water.
Of it.
On fire.
No one was injured, although Britney may be experiencing some dizziness.
Martha, I talked to her brother, Asparagus.
Yes.
Asparagus Spears.
Mm-hmm. Randy, who is in those naughty movies.
Yes.
Yeah. Famous guy in naughty movies.
Gotcha.
That's all I got.
And the disc jockey, you don't know him, Gary.
There's a guy.
You know him,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's a real guy.
I know that name, too.
Mm-hmm. In sports.
I know, and there's a big secret about that.
Right, yeah, don't tell.
That we can't talk about.
Right. In sports, John...
He's so talented.
Mm-hmm.
That's the secret.
Right.
He's super talented.
Scary talented.
Disc jockey at Kiss FM in Los Angeles.
John Daly has pulled out of the Honda Classic after getting a car door slammed on his hand.
Oh, no, man. He was the best thing that was happening to golf.
Here's John Daly. What happened, John?
I'll drink to that.
Okay.
Quoting his agent, it was a freak accident. He says the injury was not serious. Oh, okay. Apparently, he'll be in the next tourney.
Okay.
And finally, the guy who recently jumped Niagara Falls now plans to jump off a skyscraper.
Didn't we have a big discussion about this guy with people from the Buffalo area calling
when
the guy
Canada?
Jumped?
Yes,
we were trying to find out the whole story.
When the guy jumped?
Well, since that October stunt, Kirk Jones has been touring with a small circus cleaning up after the animals. After a day of drinking, Jones became the only person ever to survive a jump at Horseshoe Falls without any protective gear. Now he says he wants another 15 minutes of fame by jumping off a skyscraper. He says he'll make sure there are enough mattresses to cushion his fall. Acme mattresses, no doubt.
I get it. That's like Roadrunners.
You know. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I get jokes.
He'll be fine.
He's good. We got to go. We'll see you on tomorrow's episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 Oh, let me just...
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
You know, Rob, you get yourself some vinegar in there.
You're all free to worship at my igloo.
Smells like vinegar. So long. My bad.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.